Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
For tomorrow, Senate Finance Committee vote, the industry trade group America's Healthcare Insurance Plans claims families could be paying $21,000 a year for coverage by 2016. Spokesman Robert Zickelback.
There's a lot of cuts being considered in the Medicare program that are just going to be shifted to people with private coverage.
But backers of the overhaul, including Richard Kirsch of Healthcare for America Now, accuse the industry of exaggerating.
The insurance industry isn't really interested in affordable health care. They're interested in getting a monopoly subsidized by the government to buy their product.
A Senate Finance Committee aide said the industry figures are seriously flawed.
Well, the death toll has been climbing in a suicide bomb blast aimed at the military in volatile northwest Pakistan. One official says at least 41 people were killed by a teenage boy in the car bombing at a crowded market. Reporter Chris Albritton says it's the fourth attack inside Pakistan in recent days, a clear message from the Taliban to military leaders.
They're trying to show the Pakistani population, which supports the military at the moment, that nowhere is safe, that they can hit the military in its heart, and no one should expect security if the military pushes forward.
As President Obama weighs the next steps in Afghanistan, a published report says he's made it clear he is impatient, that the U.S. goals for building a government that's functioning and free of corruption are far from being achieved. The New York Times says that many civil institutions are, in fact, seriously deteriorating. CBS's Mandy Clark has more from Kabul.
Living in the capital, Kabul, the billions of dollars of aid have been poured in, but the capital still has open sewers. It still doesn't have paved roads, and many Afghans are asking, where has the money gone?
A report from South Korea's news agency says the North has test-fired two short-range missiles off its east coast. In the past, Pyongyang has described these as routine military exercises. And North Korea has indicated it is ready to resume international talks on its nuclear ambitions following negotiations with the U.S. Two Americans will share this year's Nobel Prize in Economics.
One half to Elinor Ostrom and the other half to Oliver Williamson.
They're being honored for their work in economic governance. Ostrom, the first woman ever to win the award, says she's surprised.
There are many, many people who have struggled mightily, and to be chosen for this prize is a great honor, and I'm still a little bit in shock.
Ostrom was singled out for her work on how common property can be successfully managed by groups. The frost is on the pumpkin and plenty more in sections of the Plains, Rockies, and Upper Midwest. Reporter Rick Salinger of CBS affiliate KCNC-TV takes a look at a very early taste of winter.
Icy roads made for treacherous travel in Colorado.
The truck lost control all of a sudden.
50 cars piled up near Colorado Springs. Snow stretched east to Minnesota and Wisconsin, surprising even those used to long winters.
I really wish it had waited until at least November.
17 inches of snow fell in North Platte, Nebraska, breaking the record for October's snowfall.
Another drop in gas prices during the past 2 weeks. Prices have fallen 4.5 cents to a nationwide average.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. More troops in Afghanistan. That's what one leading Democrat says is needed.
If you're going to stay, you have to have a way of winning. The question is, what is that way? And I think the counterinsurgency strategy, which means protecting the people, not shooting from afar.
Senator Dianne Feinstein wonders why President Obama is not backing his top general's request for up to 40,000 more troops. But fellow Democrat Senator Jack Reed says he understands.
It's not just about troops. The strategy of counterinsurgency is clear, hold, and build.
The White House says it could be weeks before the president makes a decision. Gas prices continue to fall. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg has the numbers.
Gasoline prices are still falling. In the past 2 weeks, they dropped 4.5 cents on average. The new price is $2.48 for regular.
Lundberg says gas prices have dropped 17 cents over the past several weeks. Gas prices in Denver range from a low of 2.14 per gallon for regular to a high of 2.55. In sports, the Rockies need to win today or their season is over. They lost Game 3 of the National League Division Series last night to the Phillies. And the Broncos are 5-0 after beating the New England Patriots in overtime 20-17. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a decent trip as you're making your way around Denver. Speeds on the Metro Highway still hitting the posted limits. However, volume is building in those usual spots like I-25 downtown as well as on 2 1/4 that's coming up on DTC. We do have a couple surface street crashes could get in your way. Two cars mixed it up, 6th in Colorado as well as one on Pena. This is right around Tower. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high near 46 degrees and currently it is 28. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shaw Mini, where every new Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd. Learn more at RalphShawMini.com.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warm, fresh humor that made up for his constant references to a former LA life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Happy Columbus Day 2009, whether it's a holiday for you or another work day like it is for us. Hope you enjoy this Columbus Day and celebrate. Celebrate the discovery of America. Whether he did it or not, and he probably didn't. I think it's pretty clear that Leif Erikson discovered America, but that we celebrated that on Friday, so today we have to celebrate Columbus Day. And no offense to our good Italian-American friends out there. Columbus Day, whatever it means for you, welcome to it. And welcome to the Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. Here coming to you live, coast to coast from Capitol Hill on Washington, D.C. That's where our little studio is, just down the street from the United States Capitol building. What a great day it is with the big vote on health care coming up in the Finance Committee tomorrow in the Senate. And the White House struggling still to come up. They say it won't happen this week, a decision on sending more troops to Afghanistan. Wherever it's happening, whatever it is, we've got it covered for you and give you a chance to weigh in on the big issues of the day. 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. Thanks for being with us today. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, Team Press in place, ready to go.
Hi there. Bill. Nice.
Thanks for working this holiday, guys. You know, you got time and a half for holidays.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'll talk to my union rep about that one.
Yeah, good. Good luck. I am your union.
Yeah, right.
And our greetings out there to all the great folks in Madison, Wisconsin. Boys, Stephanie Miller and I, we had a great time Saturday night. What a fun event at the Barrymore Theater. John Ferris, operations manager, and Jeff Tyler, the general manager of 92.1, the mic, over 600 people there at the Barrymore. It was really, really, really wild. My favorite. New favorite city on the planet, Madison, Wisconsin. Beautiful.
Wow.
City. Oh, by the way, remember I told you two lakes, right?
Yes.
And the city's on this little narrow strip of land between the two lakes, and I wasn't sure the names of the lakes, right?
Right.
I knew one was Mendota. Well, of course, email comes in right away. They actually have four lakes.
Hey, now.
I don't know where the other two are, but Mendota and Monona are the two big ones, and then there's Koshkonong and Wabisa, maybe. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Akashkabog, of course.
Yeah. So anyhow, the city of Four Lakes, Madison, Wisconsin.
What about when the salmons make their run up on the Nishagak? Is there a Nishagak Lake?
That's
in Alaska.
That's Alaska.
I'm sorry.
Alaska.
I'm sorry.
But we had a great time. The crowd was, they were so excited and so supportive. Just great people. Talked to a lot of them and my favorite moment was I was getting parched because Steffi and I were out there. We were greeting people after the show and signing autographs. And I was getting a little dry, and somebody said, "You need a spotted cow."
Moo.
And I said, what's a spotted cow? I said, that's our local beer. And I said, I'm one of Spotted Cow. It was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Worth going back to Madison for just to get a spotted cow.
Excellent.
Yeah. Next time we'll all go. Alan Grayson, our we talked about him Saturday night. Our new hero, both Steffi and I said, our new greatest hero, Alan Grayson from Florida. He's now on a roll after calling out the Republicans for their lack of a health plan other than die quickly. He took them on Friday on the floor for blaming everything on Barack Obama.
They understand that if Barack Obama were somehow able to cure hunger in the world, the Republicans would blame him for overpopulation. They understand that if Barack Obama could somehow bring about world peace, they'd blame him for destroying the defense industry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Good guy. Good guy. All right. So coming up a little bit later in this hour, about 20 minutes, we're going to go down to the White House, talk to Mark Knoller, CBS White House correspondent, working today, of all places. And we'll kick off this hour with a good friend from the Plowshares Fund, Joe Cirincione. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Here's what's making news. Late night talk host Jimmy Kimmel has a new girlfriend, someone that works for his TV show.
Uh-oh.
But they can't
have sex.
The ABC host isn't going the David Letterman route. People Magazine reports everyone knows about the relationship and they keep it totally professional while on the job. The lucky girl is one of his co-head writers.
That doesn't... look, if having sex with an employee is wrong, it's wrong. It doesn't matter if everybody knows about it.
Well, they seem to be okay with it because they don't do it in his office. They only do it in his home.
That's not the point. That's not the point. I don't have a problem with it. All I'm saying is I think the spin isn't working.
Not really the best year for Serena Williams. Turns out her appearing nude on ESPN, the magazine, isn't looked upon fondly by the International Tennis Federation. The group is thinking about cutting her from the 2010 Australian Open and fining her $500,000.
What?
For appearing nude in the magazine.
Whoa.
They are not happy.
Maybe she should have checked with them before she... Has the magazine come out yet?
I mean, the cover has been published. It's all over the internet. You can see the photos. I mean, she covers up. You can't see her.
I saw the photos. I guess it is out there. So it's too late to bring it back.
Right. Too late.
Okay.
And it seems like Tiger Woods has won everything he can in golf, except for an Olympic gold medal. But that can change.
How about the Nobel Peace Prize?
No, he hasn't won that. Well, they don't give out a Nobel Prize for golf. I'm just talking about golf awards. The International Olympic Committee Friday voting to make the sport part of the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro. Woods was part of the pitch to get the game put in, saying he would definitely play in 2016 if golf was made an Olympic sport. Rugby was also made a sport in the Games for 2016
It is part of the...
Yeah, the Summer Olympics. It's starting in 2016. Golf will be part of the Summer Olympics.
How are they going to do that?
Especially since golf isn't a sport.
It is a sport.
It's a game. It's not a sport. It's a game.
I agree with Peter. I love it, but it's a game. I don't consider myself an athlete
because
I play golf.
Exactly.
I am not an athlete. I'm not close to being an athlete.
It will be in the Olympic Games. That's why they call the Olympic Games, not the Olympic sports.
Well, maybe that's the point.
All right, I'll give you that.
That's
right. It's not the Olympic sports.
And I just want to say something else. Most of the people that I see on the golf course are not athletes either.
No.
Those fat guys riding around in their golf carts.
With a cigar and a beer.
They're not exactly what I would call athletes.
No.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So here we are at 14 minutes after the hour. The big talk on two issues down at the White House on Friday. Nobel Peace Prize, number one. The reaction at the White House was much the same as the reaction that you and I had, which was positive, but at the same time puzzling, because it was like, whoa, President Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize. He's only been there
8 months.
He's only been there 9 months. And then when we researched it a little more, we found out that the window between the time that he was sworn into office and the time that the nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 closed was only a two-week window between January 20 and February 1. So we rushed out of the studio Friday down to the White House, and to be there when the president came out in the Rose Garden and spoke and announced that he would accept the award on behalf of the American people, and then went to the was there for the press briefing with Robert Gibbs. Gibbs told us how he got the news. He got the news because it was interesting. The Situation Room, where they monitor news around the world all night, and if there's any breaking news, particularly of a national security interest, then they wake up the chief of staff, who then decides whether or not it's worth waking up the president for. Well, they wake Gibbs up and say, well, this isn't exactly like nobody's declared war, but the president just won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know, Robert Gibbs couldn't believe it. And then he thinks, well, I better wake up the boss. So he calls the president at 6 a.m. And, well, he tells us how that went.
About 6 a.m., I called the president to tell him that that he'd won, and I think it's safe to say he was very surprised.
In fact, Gibbs says the president was asleep. And I asked Gibbs, did he even know he'd been nominated? And the answer is no. So it was a big surprise at the White House. When I walked into the press room, the first white press aide, one of the members of the staff there that I saw, and I just said, hey, you know, congratulations. Big morning. Big news this morning. Congratulations. And he laughed and he said, yeah, who needs the Olympics? We got the Nobel. We got the Nobel Peace Prize. But then, but with all the questions and the jokes, one of the reporters said, I can just see today's headline. Obama wins Nobel Peace Prize and bombs the moon. Because that had also happened Friday morning. But then the president walked out in the Rose Garden, and he put everything in perspective. I thought he hit just the right tone, because he started out telling how he got the message after he just heard from Robert Gibbs, and then the girls came into the bedroom.
After I received the news, Malia walked in and said, Daddy, you won the Nobel Peace Prize. And it is Bo's birthday.
And then Sasha piped up and said, Ed, it's a three-day weekend, Daddy. So the president said, nothing like kids to keep it, help keep everything in perspective. And the president said that, you know, he recognized right away the thing that everybody was saying, that he had not done that much yet in his presidency, so this was somewhat of a surprise. But so the way he put it was, let me be clear, I do not view this as a recognition of my own accomplishments, but rather as an affirmation of American leadership on behalf of aspirations held by people in all nations. So it really spoke to what this country is all about and what the American people is all about. And Barack Obama says, yeah, we've started down the track of getting rid of global warming, getting rid of nuclear weapons, lifting nations out of poverty, and helping solve this economic crisis. And we're not there yet. We haven't achieved success in any of those areas yet. But he said this prize he sees, and the reason he'll go to Oslo on December 10 to accept it, is as a, I love this phrase, a call to action.
I will accept this award as a call to action. A call for all nations to confront the common challenges of the 21st century.
So the critics, you've heard them, of course, Rush Limbaugh, Liz Cheney, Michael Steele, and others, who are, you know what, I think they've become, and I know this is a strong phrase, but I really think it's right, I think they've become the hate America crowd. You know, the voices that criticized Obama's getting the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday and over the weekend. Michael Steele first, Rush Limbaugh, Liz Cheney, and the Taliban. I don't think it's any coincidence that they're joining the side of the Taliban, because lately, ever since last November when Barack Obama was elected, they have been against everything that's good for this country. They were against the Cash for Clunkers program, for God's sakes, which was certainly good for Americans, good for America. The Republicans were against it. The stimulus package, good for America, good for jobs, good for American business. Republicans were against it. The Olympics,
bringing the Olympics here. Great for Chicago, great for America. Republicans were against it. Barack Obama gets the Nobel Peace Prize. A couple of Republicans, Tim Pawlenty even, Governor of Minnesota, John McCain even, said, you know what? This is a reflection on all of us, and we should all be proud that our president, and he is the president of all of us, gets the Nobel Peace Prize. But the official Republican response coming out of, again, Michael Steele and Rush Limbaugh, the real and the, well, the pretend head of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, and the real head of the Republican Party, Rush Limbaugh, all against America. Here's Limbaugh.
I think that everybody is laughing. Our president is a worldwide joke. Folks, do you realize something has happened here that we all agree with the Taliban and Iran about, and that is he doesn't deserve the award. Now, that's hilarious, that I'm on the same side of something with the Taliban, and that we all are on the same side as the Taliban.
Well, the fact he is on the same side of the Taliban, the word that I would think of is not hilarious, the fact that he's on the same side as the Taliban. I think is it a disgrace. I think it is shameful, but I think it totally sums up where the Republican Party is today. They are the hate America party. There's no difference between them and the Taliban. 866-55-PRESS.
I still believe we can do great things. And that here and now, we will meet history's test.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Because that's who we are. That is our calling. That is our character.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. You know, since I've made a career out of being the new guy, it doesn't really surprise me when I get kicked by a camera. Dangled 800 feet in the air, covered in cow powder, asked to grunt while arms are made to haul a full toilet down a flight of stairs. What surprises me is that after 200 of these jobs,
I'm back for more.
An all-new season of Dirty Jobs, tomorrow at 9. It's all new on Discovery.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic's still pretty standard on our highways around town. Normal jams on southbound 25, heaviest spot in Thornton. Also getting busy westbound 76 in Commerce City, beginning at 74th Avenue. One crash, two cars involved. It's on Pena near Tower on the airport-bound side, so do be advised there. Your forecast, another cold day, patchy fog in the AM, making way for partly cloudy skies. Highs in the lower to mid-40s, right now 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why just talk about
climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Good news for homeowners. October is refinance and save month at LendingTree. Get a 30-year fixed rate for only 4.875%, 4.98% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Here, AM.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT. ICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
You should have brought them. Go ahead. What's up?
I just think the one thing that people keep missing in the fact that he won the Peace Prize is the change in attitude toward the United States.
Exactly.
I mean, we all have international friends. And
right.
The change in attitude toward the U.S. is
Right. We underestimate how important it is around the world and how excited people are and how impressed people are and how much they appreciate the fact that we've elected Barack Obama as our president. It's huge. It is huge. And I think that was a big thing, Jan, behind the Peace Prize. Can't believe there are some people in Madison, listeners to 92.1, who are not there Saturday night. Thanks, Jan, for the call. Kathy calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm really surprised that Rush Limbaugh made the comparison between himself and the Taliban because I think it's so amazingly true. And I just think that people really need to look at that his negativism and there are many similarities between Rush Limbaugh and the right wing in America and to right wing extremists.
Yeah. You know, what's surprising, Kathy, is that Rush Limbaugh actually got something right.
Exactly. I think it's something to jump on because it really was very truthful. And I think if people can expose what those similarities are between the right wing and himself and what they try to do, they say that they're for freedom for people, but it's really the opposite.
We will continue to make that point. You can bet. Kathy, thanks so much for the call. All right. Take a quick break when we come back. Mark Noller, CBS Radio at the White House.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups that are making your computer really slow. Just go to CleanPCUSA.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
CleanPCUSA.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
CleanPCUSA.com totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at CleanPCUSA.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at CleanPCUSA.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at CleanPCUSA.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at CleanPCUSA.com. That's CleanPCUSA.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Southbound 25, our heaviest spot up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Also busy downtown after Park Avenue. In Aurora, southbound 225, getting busy Colfax to Alameda. That's where speeds are in the 30s. Our only crash right now going towards the airport on Pena Boulevard, it's around Tower, so do expect to add a couple minutes to that trip. Patchy fog on I-70, the foothills, also on 25 in the Castle Rock area. Forecast today, areas of fog and freezing drizzle in the morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, high of 45. Our current downtown temperature is 29 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver. Or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way. Like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hey, 33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show on this Monday, October 12th, Columbus Day, coming to you live, coast to coast. Well, for some Americans, it's a holiday, but not for the intrepid people of the world of journalism, either here at the Bill Press Show or down at the White House, where we find CBS Radio News' Mark Noller on the job. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. So why didn't you get the day off? There's no briefing today.
It's not a CBS holiday.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
You don't believe in Columbus.
Did you get Leif Erickson day off?
didn't get that either.
All right. So
I'm hoping they'll turn a new leaf on that.
Oh, Mark. Couldn't resist that, right?
Right.
We got so much to talk about. I want to start with yesterday. The president went out, he and the family went out to church at St. John's. That is the, Mr. White House historian, that's where the presidents most often go to church, right, and have for years.
Well, it certainly is. It is known as the Church of the Presidents. It is a short distance from the White House, just across Lafayette Park.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it was so short that the first family even walked back from the church yesterday morning after motorcading there after the 9 a.m. service.
You know, I was so glad they did that, because every time I walk by there, and I do it often on my way into the White House for the briefings, right?
Yeah.
You know, it is so close. Why can't they just walk across the park to their house, right? But they seldom do. They usually take the motorcade. And I guess, do you know how that worked? Did they just clear Lafayette Park?
That's exactly what they do. It's a lot more work for the Secret Service. They need a lot more personnel.
Yeah.
But if given advance notice, you know, if the president says, you know, we're going to walk back,
mm-hmm.
then the Secret Service can clear the area and they can let it do it. It's certainly rare, but it's not unprecedented. I remember once during the Clinton years, it was a very snowy Sunday, and the streets had not yet been plowed, and the Clintons walked across Lafayette Park in deep snow back and forth to go to church that day.
Huh, maybe they couldn't get the cars. They were stuck
exactly
in the snow.
Well, that's exactly right. The streets had not yet been plowed.
I got it, yeah. So then the president went out and played golf. He's turned out to be at least a once-a-weeker, if not a twice-a-weeker, golfer, Mark.
It's closer to once a week.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go every weekend. He didn't go last weekend. But he seems to like it a lot.
Are you keeping track of the number of golf games here and comparing it to other presidents?
Well, I do keep track, and but you've got to remember that President Bush started when he was in office playing golf quite frequently, about 25 weekends. But after the war in Iraq began, he felt
it
wasn't appropriate for him to be seen playing golf when there were men in harm's way, and he stopped it. And after about the September or October of 2003, he never played a game of golf again during the rest of his presidency.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember when he made that statement, but I forgot he did. So he went riding his bicycle instead, right?
He was an avid mountain biker, and that's what he really liked doing on his ranch. He had mountain roads. And some reporters got to go along with him. I would have been, but I didn't have my training wheels with me. But some reporters did get to go biking with him, and it was a very arduous course, and not everybody is up to it. He would spend a couple of hours riding his bike on these mountain roads, not paved. And you really need to be in good shape to have kept up with him.
Mark Knoller, CBS Radio News at the White House, our guest here on the Bill Press Show this Columbus Day morning. So, Mark, Friday was just such an unusual day there at the White House with the big surprise coming in the morning. I mean, as Gibbs told us at the briefing on Friday, he gets the news that he actually woke the president up. Right.
Yeah, he says that's not something he likes to do, but the word came out of Oslo a couple of minutes after 5 in the morning. It was announced Eastern time that the Nobel Committee had selected President Obama to receive its 2009 Peace Prize. Spokesman Robert Gibbs got the word. He checked it out, and then around 6 in the morning, he called the Situation Room, and they put him through to the president. And he informed the president of this great honor. Now, we asked Gibbs several times, well, what was the president's very first reaction?
Right.
And he wouldn't give us the exact words, which leads me to believe it was something along the lines of, you're kidding me, or you know, some expression of disbelief that may not even be appropriate for a family listening.
Well, you remember I asked him there Friday whether the president even knew he'd been nominated, and Gibbs said he did not. So they weren't the shock around the White House Friday morning was real. They really were not expecting this.
totally unexpected. They didn't know he was nominated. Remember, he had only been in office for less than a couple of weeks when the deadline for nominations for Nobel Prizes was cut off. February 1st, he came into office January 20th. So was he being nominated for what he had done in those first 10 days? Well, apparently so. And it's persuaded the Nobel Prize Committee.
Well, and I thought the president, with his remarks in the Rose Garden, put everything in perspective. He said, you know, he was right up front. One of his first sentences, right, I am not accepting this because of my accomplishments, but really because of the promise. He is, Mark, is he the third or fourth American president?
He is the third sitting president, the fourth U.S. president overall. Remember, Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson won in 1906 and 1919, respectively.
When they were still in office.
When they were still in office. Jimmy Carter won in 2002, long after he left office. And now President Obama is the fourth president, but the third sitting U.S. president to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
All right. Now, Mark, the president did say that he is going to go to Oslo on December 10. This is a little breaking news here this morning. You might have not caught up with yet. Just before we started talking, I was watching here on the monitor. Fox and Friends this morning, the Fox News Channel, did a poll among their viewers. Should the president accept the Nobel Peace Prize? Mark, I kid you not. The response was 3% yes, 97% no. Do you think the president's going to follow the lead of Fox News?
Well, remember that on Friday, Bill, President Obama already said he intends to accept the prize.
Right.
But, you know, he can phrase it in a way, I accept it for the values reflected by the United States. For what we're trying to do, bring peace to the people of Afghanistan, bring peace to the people of Iraq, and freedom and democracy. So we can put it in terms where he recognizes and acknowledges that it is not his accomplishments that are being honored here.
And as he, the phrase that he used, which I loved in the Rose Garden Friday, was, I accept it as a call to action, which is looking forward, not saying I accept it because of everything we've been able to accomplish so far. So
it would be as if shortly after you began this radio show, if, you know, suddenly you were given the DuPont Award, you know, just a few months in. Knows that he really didn't win this in the same way that Nelson Mandela or Albert Schweitzer or Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize. And, you know, he's not going to turn it down.
No.
What's always important to remember? He's already won the greatest honor that anyone can bestow. He was elected president of the United States.
Amen.
There is no honor greater than that.
Right. I just wanted to know those Fox numbers. So, Mark, you just mentioned Afghanistan. Does the president have another marathon meeting on Afghanistan scheduled for this week? And how close are we to getting a decision? Some people were saying last week that they thought there might be an Oval Office address this week, but does it look like it, right?
No, it sure doesn't. President Obama has another meeting on Wednesday afternoon, probably along the lines 3 hours in the Situation Room. It'll be his fifth such meeting in the last 4 weeks. And on Friday, spokesman Robert Gibbs said it'll probably be several more weeks before President Obama makes a decision on what the new U.S. strategy in Afghanistan will be and how many, if any, of the additional troops requested by General McChrystal will he be, inclined to deploy.
And whether or not we retain the focus on Afghanistan or maybe shift some of the focus to Pakistan, which, of course, some people have leaked out to members of the media.
Well, remember that the White House was up front that one of the meetings last week was definitely focused on Pakistan. What is at stake in Pakistan with respect to U.S. policy in Afghanistan? So that's certainly on the record as being a not just a significant factor, a major concern. Remember that Pakistan is a nuclear power with nuclear weapons, and the U.S. doesn't want to do anything in Afghanistan that would put the government in Pakistan in jeopardy.
Mark Knoller on the job at the White House, even on this Columbus Day. Well, Mark, I hope you have a quiet day down there. No briefing today, so I won't see you, but we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Mark,
right,
so much
Bill,
for your time.
You
all
bet.
Right, talk to you again soon. 16 minutes now before the hour.
I consider the President of the United States the smartest political person in the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
Except maybe myself.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this ever-changing world, Ility is essential. Ility creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Ility? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Ility is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life. Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
Hi, I'm Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. You know, since I've made a career out of being the new guy, it doesn't really surprise me when I get kicked by a counter, dangled 800 feet in the air, covered in cow powder, asked to grunt worms, or made to haul a full toilet down a flight of stairs.
Jeez.
What surprises me is that after 200 of these jobs,
I'm back for more.
An all-new season of Dirty Jobs, tomorrow at 9. It's all new on Discovery.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
All right, those approaches into downtown starting to slow down for us, especially westbound 76 there, 74th Avenue to 270. Eastbound is on 270, also sluggish, approaching I-76. Southbound 225, busy, Colfax to Alameda, again after Yosemite. And on the west end, C-470 for westbounders, kind of slow, Morrison Road out to I-70. Our crash at Pena and Tower has just been cleared. Forecast, another cold day with patchy fog in the AM, making way for partly cloudy skies. Highs in the lower to mid-40s, right now 29 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you want the country's best prices on kitchen cabinets? Well, come see our below wholesale prices on cabinetry and more. Hi, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Compare prices anywhere else, and I assure you, you'll come to us for your purchase. Buy and Build also has below wholesale pricing on hardwood flooring, tile, vessel sinks, granite countertops, toilets, faucets, and much more. Visit our showroom at 4800 Washington Street in Denver or call us at 303-295-6022. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Multiple positions are available for a systems integrator and lead developers in Broomfield, Colorado. Responsibilities include but are not limited to software, middleware, engineering projects for television, set-top boxes, and reference boards. Minimum of 2 years experience developing middleware software applications for cable and IPTV set-top boxes, including a minimum of 1 year developing GUI applications for digital broadcasting, data agents server applications, digital video recording, and push video on-demand middleware applications, and working with J2 SE 1.0 to 1.5. JNI, VC++, ANSIC, and Direct Show. A Bachelor of Science degree in Engineering, Computer Science, or related field is also required. Please send resume to Alticast Corporation, 11001 West 120th Avenue, Suite 300, Broomfield, Colorado, 80021. That's Alticast Corporation, 11001 West 120th Avenue, Suite 300, Broomfield, Colorado, 80021. No phone calls, please.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Liuna, L-I-U-N-A, LiunaBuildsAmerica.org. Well, just wrapping up a couple of things that we haven't gotten to this morning. Ike Skelton, who is chair of the, Congressman Ike Skelton, chair of the Armed Services Committee in the House, he's having a little tussle the other day with Todd Akin, a ranking Republican on the committee. And he finally, he turns, so he yields the floor to, or the microphone to Todd Akin, and then turns aside to a staffer, or I think it was a fellow congressman, and tells that congressman, what he thinks Todd Akin can do with his argument. Listen closely.
And now I yield 3 minutes to my friend, the chairman of the Subcommittee on Strategic Forces, Mr. Lunsman. So stick it up here.
Stick it up here. yes, I yield the floor to my friend and the gentleman and my colleague. And then he turns to his eyes and says, stick it up here. that's congressional courtesy right there. Yes, indeed. President Obama, Saturday night, giving a much-anticipated speech to the Human Rights Committee, major gay and lesbian gay rights group here in the country. First of all, he acknowledged he was just the warm-up act for the real star of the program.
It is a privilege to be here tonight to open for Lady Gaga.
And the president did bring some good news to that gathering on his intentions on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I'm working with the Pentagon, its leadership, and the members of the House and Senate on ending this policy. Legislation has been introduced in the House to make this happen. I will end Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
There it is. He says he will end it. He still is reluctant to do so by executive order. He says he will end it once the Congress passes legislation. And around the White House on Friday, while we were waiting for the president to come out and talk about being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, there was a little buzz among the press corps about, well, what do you think? What do you think Saturday Night Live is going to be able to do with this? I didn't get to see it myself because I was in Madison, Wisconsin at the Barrymore Theater. But they did have fun with it. And the guy who plays Obama, can I remember his name?
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen gives a reason why Barack Obama thinks he won it.
This came without warning. I didn't even get a call, as due to the time difference in Norway, the Nobel people didn't want to wake me up. I wish they had. I could have said to Hillary Clinton, hey, remember that 3 a.m. call you were so worried about? It happened. Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Well, he explained how he got the call. Here's why he said he won it.
This prize, bestowed by the Nobel Committee in Norway, is given annually to individuals who have made significant contributions to world peace. Jimmy Carter won it for decades of trying to find solutions to international conflicts. Al Gore won it for his years of educating U.S. about climate change. And us, well, I won it for not being George Bush.
Yeah, and no risk George Bush was ever going to win the Nobel Peace Prize for an unnecessary, based on lies, war in Iraq. And then, finally, Anita Dunn. We haven't seen much of her. She's the communications director at the White House. Yesterday, she was on CNN Reliable Sources with Harry Kurtz and made it very, very clear that as far as the White House is concerned, it is open warfare, open season on Fox News, which really is not a news organization.
They're widely viewed as, you know, a part of the Republican Party. Take their talking points, put them on the air. Take their opposition research, put them on the air, and that's fine. But let's not pretend they're a news network the way CNN is.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it. Exposing them for what they are. What they are is that they are right-wing talk radio on television. They are an opinion network, not a news network. They're like the editorial page of a newspaper. That's what Fox News is, and they've decided it's going to be all anti-Obama all the time, a trash Obama all the time, oppose anything that Obama wants all the time. And if you don't believe it, I'll just repeat the poll that they just did on Fox and Friends this morning. Do you think Obama should accept the Nobel Peace Prize, even though it's good for America? 3% of Fox viewers said yes. 97% said no. Point made. Checkmate. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The Phil Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go on this Monday, October 12th. Can you believe it? Our parting shot for today, all the way to Madison, Wisconsin, and back this weekend. And everywhere I went, all people were talking about was Barack Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. It did indeed come as a shock and a surprise, most of all to Obama himself. He didn't even know he'd been nominated. And even top White House staffers, when they heard the news, admitted asking themselves, what the hell for? Of course, Republican idiots responded true to form, demanding that Obama refuse the honor. But you know what? They're just jealous because no Republican since Teddy Roosevelt has won the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, did they seriously think George Bush would ever get it for invading Iraq? In the end, it was President Obama himself who put it all in perspective. He'd accept the award, he said in the Rose Garden on Friday, not for his accomplishments, because so far he couldn't claim many, but he'd accept the award on behalf of the American people as a call to action to end war, eliminate nuclear weapons, lift nations out of poverty, and put an end to global warming. And he's right. He may not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but we do. You know why? Because we were smart enough to get rid of George W. Bush and smart enough to elect Barack Obama. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Lots coming up here. Enjoy this Columbus Day holiday. The Finance Committee, Senate Finance Committee, votes on health care tomorrow. I will be on MSNBC with Ed Schultz a little bit later today at 6 o'clock Eastern, and actor Mike Farrell, great peace activist, will be here in studio with us on Tuesday's show. So have a great Columbus Day week. Holiday. See you tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The debate over how much health care reform will cost American families is heating up. A report put out today by the insurance industry says the bill the Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to vote on tomorrow would add thousands of dollars to a typical family's premiums over the next decade. Industry spokesman Robert Zirkelbach.
Unfortunately, several of the provisions that are currently being considered would make health care coverage less affordable for families and small businesses across the country.
Richard Kirsch is a lobbyist on the other side of the fence.
There are some problems with this baucus bill, but the industry's wrong that the premium is going to go up as they say they are. There's lots of things in the legislation that will help hold the premiums down.
She's the first woman to win the Nobel Prize for Economics, Eleanor Ostrom of Indiana University.
Greatly honored and humbled by this award. It will take me a while to really recognize what has happened.
Ostrom and Oliver Williamson of the University of California, Berkeley, will share the prize for work that showed how economic analysis can shed light on the workings of non-market institutions. The World Health Organization says drug companies have ramped up production of the H1N1 flu vaccine, and it could begin shipping to developed countries next week. In this country, some hospitals are turning people away because they don't have enough vaccine on hand. CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton tells us there's also a shortage of the seasonal flu vaccine.
Drug makers are turning their attention to the H1N1 vaccine. Doctors are therefore being forced to cancel patients' appointments for those regular flu shots, which is no doubt clearly adding to the frustration.
A 6-year-old Cub Scout is facing a stretch in reform school. CBS's Larry Miller tells us what his crime was.
Little Zachary Christie took his Cub Scout combo, knife, fork, and spoon, to school for lunch. But the long arm of the Newark, Delaware school board decided Zachary was violating its zero-tolerance policy on weapons. His mom's outraged. A state representative wrote to the school appealing for common sense. But school officials say rules are rules, so the first grader seems headed for 45 days in the district's reform school. Larry Miller, CBS News.
Well, something you'll find in most inner-city neighborhoods could be adding to the problem of childhood obesity. Temple University researcher Kelly Bordell says it's the corner store that sells candy and fatty snacks.
Children on their way to school in the morning are stopping at these stores and purchasing 360 calories. And some of these same students are leaving school in the afternoon and stopping at a corner store and purchasing another 360 calories.
Parts of the Great American Ice Belt are getting a taste of what's to come. Light snow is falling in the Twin Cities.
I really wish it had waited until at least November. It's a little early to start thinking about scraping snow.
The temperatures in some locations across the plain sank to record lows overnight. A big storm could wallop the West Coast this evening. S&P futures are up 5 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37, enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. We start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. If you went to bed early and missed it, the Rockies lost to the Phillies 6-5 last night. That means they have to win today's playoff game or their great season is over.
I think we've had our backs against the wall quite a few times, starting from the beginning of the season, the first month. Everybody knows how bad we got off. Starting from the beginning, we kind of have overcame a lot, and hopefully we can do it one more time.
Shortstop Troy Tulowitzki. Last night's game featured temperatures in the 20s. Today's game should be a little warmer with a 4 o'clock starting time. Mesa County deputies have arrested a 20-year-old private suspected of going AWOL. Authorities say Private Terrence Hilton had escaped from a federal escort at DIA on Wednesday while he was being transferred in handcuffs from Salt Lake City to Colorado Springs. He was arrested without incident Saturday at a home. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper will be among the speakers at today's Peak Oil Conference in Denver. Organizers of the conference say the world is at or near its maximum oil production and that demand will soon exceed supply. Many energy and administration officials say that date is probably still decades in the future. In sports, the Broncos are now 5-0 after beating the Patriots yesterday in overtime, 20-17. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 really starting to load up downtown. Same deal on 2 1/4. This also in the southbound direction on that approach to Yosemite, taking you up towards I-25. Speeds are there, going to dip down into the 30-mile-an-hour range. We've got a crash. This is at Alameda and Abilene. Could see some police activity there. Outside the metro, areas of patchy fog along I-25 in the Castle Rock area, as well as on the west side. This is on I-70 in the foothills. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of around 46 degrees, currently only 27. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy 3 tires, you get the 4th tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's 706. I just said that. It's a Monday. So my brain is a little bit fried from a busy weekend. I did not stay up and catch the end of the Rockies game. Phillies pulled it out, though.
Bragger. God, yeah. No, I fell asleep by thinking about the seventh inning, but I woke up at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, who won the game? So I had to go downstairs and look online to see who won.
I don't understand why they started it so late.
I think it was like 27 degrees. You know, but when the game ended last night, the coldest game in Major League Baseball
history?
Major League Baseball postseason history.
I had thought that they were going to cancel it.
They had to cancel the Saturday game, and, you know, you think we could have used that to our advantage last night living in Colorado, but no, the bats weren't hot there in the ninth inning. There's a weird controversial play, too, at the end. A foul ball off of Chase Utley's leg is what it looked like. He should have been out, but they called a foul. So
now it's
stupid Phillies, man.
Rockies facing elimination in the next game. Game tonight starts at 5:30, right?
Yep.
5:30. I had a really busy weekend. I was up in Idaho Springs. We went to Indian Hot Springs.
Oh, cool. How's that?
It was interesting.
Is it topless?
No.
No?
No. Although there,
There was some of that going on?
Yeah, there was some
of that going on. It's a bathing suit's optional type of hot springs?
Yeah, kind
of
thing, yeah.
Did you flaunt your stuff, Dave?
No.
Why not?
No.
You have to kind of rent your own cave
okay.
for that, and we didn't do that. That was too rich for our blood. We went to Tommyknocker's.
Tommyknocker Brewery?
Yeah, that place is great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really
good
beer.
Did you have that maple beer?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And I brought some home, had some root beer. So it was a good weekend up in Idaho Springs. Turk is on his way out for a vacation starting tomorrow.
I'm going back to Tennessee, dude.
I hate you that you're taking a vacation.
I know, right here in the middle of the week, and I got another one coming up at the end of the month.
You're lucky, man. That's nice.
It is nice. You know, I've been at the old CC, Clear Channel. We call it CC around here. 10 years. Next week, I get 4 weeks paid.
Nice, man.
So I don't even know when I'm going to take all that
when
stuff.
When you get a gold watch.
That's not coming.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. At 7:20, we're going to check in with a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, somebody who has won a Nobel Peace Prize in the past. We're going to talk to her about this whole Nobel Prize controversy with President Obama. At 8, Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, they are going after, of all people, Lance Armstrong for promoting a drug that they say is not as safe as marijuana. Then at 8:20, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover. He's got a couple new children's books out. And then we're going to check in with the editor of the Cherry Creek News about why United Healthcare is showering Denver with cash. The city and state of the city of Denver and the state of Colorado involving itself, United Health is, in sponsoring a brochure. So a packed show for you. So let's get right to our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
National news. We'll start with this new report making headlines all over the place today after months of collaboration on President Obama's attempt to overhaul the healthcare system. The insurance industry is striking out against the effort on Monday with a report warning that the typical family premium in 2019 could cost $4,000 more than projected. The critique comes a day before the Senate is going to vote on the health care legislation, and it sparked a sharp response from the White House. It also signaled an end to what they are calling, the Washington Post calls, a fragile detente between two central players in this year's health care reform drama. Now, the question is whether you trust the insurance industry or not. They outsourced a study on the bill to PricewaterhouseCoopers, which, of course, is the accounting firm that helps other corporations do things like avoid taxes, go offshore, you know, offshore tax havens. So basically, a study sponsored by the insurance industry says that the healthcare bill will force insurance premiums up. Now, of course, the bill they're analyzing has no public option. And I think they're playing with fire here in the sense that if the insurance industry is saying that this healthcare reform effort will force insurance premiums up, some lawmakers might conclude that, hey, maybe we ought to crack down a little harder on the insurance industry. So I think they're playing with a double-edged sword here. The question is whether you can even really believe a study funded by the insurance industry, which ultimately, as I've always mentioned, you always have to watch the outfielders in this fight. You got to watch the opponents, right? When a ball is hit in a baseball game, you watch the outfielders to see where it's going, if it's going to go out of the park. It's like in politics. You don't watch what the proponents of a bill are saying. You watch what its opponents are saying. If the insurance industry is saying bad things about a bill, it may be a signal that the bill actually does start to reform things for real. For the Washington Independent, as President Obama and his advisors debate strategy for the Afghanistan war and its related crisis in Pakistan, a factor that so far has not intruded on their discussions is emerging. The anti-war movement is showing signs of strength in Congress and around the country. A segment of the progressive movement that helped elect Obama is coalescing around a critique of the 8-year war. And we had on Keith Ellison, a leader of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, talking about their efforts to vote down any funding request bill for any troop escalation. It will be interesting this week to see what happens. General McChrystal transmitted finally his report asking for a troop increase. Remember, he had just leaked it to the press to try to embarrass the White House, but now it has been transmitted to President Obama. Interesting story here in the New York Times. Fox's volley with Obama is intensifying, says the headline. Attacking the news media is a time-honored White House tactic, but to an unusual degree, the Obama administration has narrowed its sights to one specific organization, the Fox News Channel, calling it, in essence, part of the political opposition. Quote, we're going to treat them the way we would treat an opponent, said a White House official. As they are undertaking a war against Barack Obama and the White House, we don't need to pretend that this is the way that legitimate news organizations behave. And I say more power to the White House for pushing back on Fox. To local news, a federal grand jury in Washington that is probing possible criminal conflicts of interest involving former Interior Secretary Gail Norton, originally of Colorado. They are issuing subpoenas to both Norton and Royal Dutch Shell, so the investigation into Gail Norton is intensifying. A loophole in state law allows elderly illegal immigrants to receive the same pension poor older Colorado residents get, regardless of whether the immigrants' families can provide for them. Lawmakers this year resisted eliminating the loophole in the state's old age pension program, says the Denver Post, because doing so would have prevented the state from receiving hundreds of millions of dollars in federal stimulus funds for Medicaid programs. But with the state set to be free of those stimulus requirements in 2011, there's talk of reviving legislation next year to tighten requirements for the pension program and cut off what could be thousands of elderly legal immigrants who have relatives that sponsored their immigration and agreed to care for them. How sick to cut off legal immigrants, elderly legal immigrants, in the middle of a recession. Really, really sick. Tax break spotlights 03 law, says the Denver Post. A large computer software tax break given to businesses in 2006 avoided broad public scrutiny, in part because state law doesn't mandate an analysis of a new regulation's financial impact on the state budget. The state law passed in 2003 requires that only the possible harmful effects to business be studied. Of course, harmful effects are considered tax increases on business, not tax cuts, but there is a harmful effect, obviously, to the state budget. Revenue officials this week said that the 2006 computer software regulation passed by the administration of former Governor Bill Owens cost the state $60 million based on the amount of refunds sought for tax overpayments by business. The Denver Post's editorial page hammers the tax break, saying it's just another example of a corporate welfare, corporate giveaway that is plaguing our state budget. And again, at a time when we are potentially going to, for instance, as you just heard, cut off thousands of legal immigrants from old age pensions. This is a ridiculous story in the Denver Post, and it's making national headlines already. Parents of chunky infant weigh in on health reform. Alex Lang is a chubby, dimpled, healthy, and happy four-month-old, but in the cold, calculating numbered charts of insurance companies, he's fat. That's why he's being turned down for health insurance, and that's why he is a weighty symbol of a problem in the health care reform debate, says the Denver Post. So basically, this four-month-old baby who is overweight, I guess, in the 99th percentile for height and weight for babies his age, is being called uninsurable, having a pre-existing condition. Unbelievable. Dog owner challenges Denver's pit bull evaluation and wins. Lawyers with the Animal Law Center say a ruling today could challenge the way Denver enforces its pit bull ban. Dogs that are deemed to be predominantly pit bull are banned in Denver and can be seized and put down. So that law is under attack. Couple more stories here. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said Thursday that oil and gas drilling will be permitted on some of the Utah land parcels near national parks. That's provoking some outrage. And, of course, the Colorado Rockies lose last night by one run, very, very late. Interesting story here. Colorado Rockies broadcasts on FSN Rocky Mountain have scored record ratings, so a huge television audience. That's your news update.
Hey, you stay classy, San Diego.
717 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to check in with a Nobel Peace Prize winner about the Nobel Peace Prize controversy surrounding President Barack Obama. It's going to be an interesting interview. She's got some interesting takes. She's from Ireland. She's going to be calling in from Ireland. And we're going to explore a little bit more the controversy about the Nobel Prize. We had debated it out in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo on Friday. Michael Moore, as one example, he issued a letter, I think it was on Friday, saying the president needs to earn it. And then a day later said, well, maybe we should just celebrate. And we talked about where you come down. We'll get a Nobel Peace Prize winner to weigh in as well after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it's pretty nice as we're accident-free on the freeways around town. Just a normal jam southbound 25 North Glen again after Park Avenue. Also busy both directions of 225 beginning at Parker Road. Northbounders there all the way up to 6th Avenue. Also got to this one crash out there, Alameda and Abilene. Your forecast today, areas of fog and freezing drizzle in the a.m. clearing for partly sunny skies this afternoon. A high around 45 degrees, currently 30 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of the editor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
Hi, I'm Penny. I use Arm & Hammer with OxiClean. I love it. It's changed the way I do my laundry. I have both the OxiClean Stain Fighters and the Arm & Hammer baking soda in one laundry detergent.
Arm & Hammer plus OxiClean has the cleaning power you need and costs up to a third less per load than the leading brand.
In this economy, when we're all trying to save a few more dollars, this is the product to purchase.
Now look for a free Arm & Hammer detergent rebate offer on specially marked boxes of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half-price VIP tickets to the 13th floor in Asylum Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
722 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. The controversy about Barack Obama's Nobel Peace Prize continues. Throughout the weekend, it was a big topic of discussion on the Sunday shows, and we wanted to check in with a Nobel Peace Prize winner of the past for some thoughts from somebody who has been on the front lines of peace. And so on the line right now, we have Marieve McGuire. She won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1976 at the age of 32. She was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate to date. It was for her work, her continued work on trying to find a solution for peace in Northern Ireland. She was the co-founder of Community of Peace People, an organization which had worked and does work for peace in Northern Ireland. Marie, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Not at all. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. So your initial reaction to President Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize, you made some comments calling into question whether he should have won it. Tell us why you have questions or why you think it was inappropriate for the Nobel Prize committee to award him the award.
Well, I must say I was very happy when President Obama was elected as president and very inspired by his words for change. But I really believe giving him the Nobel Prize so early into his office as president is premature. I also think that he has been given this for his efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between people. But he still continues the policy of militarism and occupation of Afghanistan. Instead of dialogue and negotiation with all parties to the conflict. So that's one of the reasons.
Now, you have said that that one of your, as you just said, and your statement on the day that he won, you said that he is the giving the award to the leader of the most militarized country in the world, which has taken the human family against its will to war, will be rightly seen by many people around the world as a reward for his country's aggression and domination. So I want to ask a general question. Because we are such a militarized country, in your mind, does that mean that any president shouldn't be eligible, any United States president shouldn't be eligible for a Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, the Nobel Peace Prize, I think if you look at what Alfred Nobel stipulated in his will, he said that it was to be awarded for people who'd put an end to standing armies, militarism, war, and for disarmament. And we have to go seriously by what he actually asked his prize to be given to. This is not the first time the Nobel Committee has awarded the Alfred Nobel Prize to people who have not met with the spirit of what the prize is all about.
And, again, we're talking to Mairead McGuire. She is a Nobel Peace Prize winner, the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate in 1976. When she won the award, she's the founder of Community of Peace People, an organization which attempts to encourage a peaceful resolution of the trouble in Northern Ireland. What about the idea that this is an encouragement for some granted symbolic steps? The negotiation with Iran is more than a symbolic step, but you've heard a lot over the weekend saying this is a celebration or an encouragement of those steps, an attempt to push that process forward. So I guess what I wonder is there a downside to this? Even if, let's say, you believe, and I agree with you, by the way, that President Obama did not deserve this award, even if you believe that, is there really that big a downside to this?
Well, I do think it's very important that we stand by the spirit of what the prize is all about. There are people within those nominations of 208 whom, given the prize to, would even in some situations save their lives, put the highlight on their struggle for rights within their countries and putting their own lives at risk. President Obama, a good man that he is the leader of one of the most important countries in the world, and I don't think that he needed this kind of publicity, if you like, when it would have helped others so much. I also think it's premature because President Obama has talked about nuclear disarmament, and that is brilliant. But we have read in the Washington Post early October that he has assured the Israeli government that their nuclear weapons will remain off the table and secret. So we can't disarm the world of nuclear weapons if we are not taking into account the fact that Israel has nuclear weapons and America leads the world with nuclear weapons. So let's see what President Obama can deliver, because we all want to support him in a world without nuclear weapons and war.
And I think to add to that, I mean, the other side of the criticism I've heard, which is I've heard the criticism of our nuclear policy, but I've also heard the criticism of our Afghanistan policy. Let's turn to that for a second. Obama has already authorized an increase in the troop levels by 22,000 troops since coming into office. He is now considering an escalation of another up to 60,000 troops. Do you think the Nobel Peace Prize, and we debated this on Friday with our audience, do you think the Nobel Peace Prize encourages him to potentially not escalate, or is it the other side of the coin, or could it be a political shield for him if and when he escalates, he can say to the anti-war movement, hey, you can't really criticize me, I'm now a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Well, I hope that it will encourage him to end war in Afghanistan and also help end the occupation by Israel of Palestine. It's very interesting today here in Northern Ireland. We have the very welcome visit of Secretary of State of America, Hillary Clinton. She's with us this afternoon. She spoke at Stormont morning and encouraged the peace process to continue. Now, when we were at the height of our conflict in Northern Ireland, the American government, together with the British and government in the south of Ireland, encouraged all parties to the conflict to start disarmament and enter into dialogue with the truthful fact that these problems cannot be solved through militarism and paramilitarism. And we would now ask the American government to adopt the message that it delivered to us in order that they help build peace processes in Israel and Palestine and in Afghanistan and in so many other conflicts. They'll only be solved through dialogue, through negotiation, not through more and more young soldiers and through militarism and war.
Again, on the line with us is Mairead McGuire from Northern Ireland. She is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. She won the prize in 1976. She was the youngest Nobel Peace Prize laureate at that point and is to date. She is the co-founder of Community of Peace People, an organization which attempts to encourage a peaceful resolution of the troubles there in Northern Ireland. My last question for you, Mairead, is in a general sense, stepping away from the prize for a second, looking at President Obama's first 10 months in office and where his policies are going, the direction of his policies, are you encouraged? Are you discouraged? As somebody who has won the Nobel Peace Prize, who has worked for peace, what is your overall assessment of what we've seen from Obama, and what do you think it says about where we're going?
Well, I think that President Obama is a very good man. He has inherited a lot of problems, and we all, wherever we are, have to work as well on these problems and support him in trying to bring about real change. He came in on a promise of change when ordinary grassroots movements around America and indeed the world wished him all the best, because we definitely, as the human family, need change. But he needs to actually bring in legislation that will bring about real change. I mean, tomorrow morning, if President Obama said that he wouldn't underwrite Israel's international loans until Israel came to the table and begun to end the occupation of Palestine, lift the siege of Gaza, this can be done by a president with courage, willing to take risks for peace, and say he's sending more war troops into Afghanistan, but helping it through political dialogue. We need leaders with vision and courage, and we must pray for President Obama that he will be such a leader in our world today. And America and the American people will uphold our constitution based on international law and human rights, not on occupation and war.
Mairead McGuire, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate you calling in from Northern Ireland, and we really appreciate all of your work. Good luck to you, and thanks again for being on our show.
Thank you, and good luck to you all.
Thank you. That was Mairead McGuire, a former Nobel Peace Prize winner, the youngest to date, when she won the award at the age of 32 for her work in Northern Ireland, giving us her perspective on President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize, what it means, whether it was deserved. It's 7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. It is Columbus Day, which has become, and I think rightly so, a controversial holiday. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and see how you feel about whether Columbus Day should be a national holiday. I feel like there are about three positions on this issue. Either yes, no, or yes with some qualifications. And we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to discuss whether Columbus, Christopher Columbus, is a hero, is a villain, is a an explorer who quote-unquote discovered America, a genocidal madman who enslaved the population. Maybe he's all of these things.
Don't they still teach that he's a hero in school?
Mostly.
Yeah.
Mostly they do. And this is a guy with a very, very controversial background.
Dave, I'm Native American, so you know what I'm going to say on this one.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say, wasn't a hero. I don't know if he was necessarily a genocidal, you know, maniac, but the Crusades were definitely not a good thing.
They
forcing religion and, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, it's you know.
He was a guy with a very, let's put it this way, a very controversial history, which we're going to get into, and I know it gets people on both sides of the issue very, very animated and upset, and I think I will let you know where I weigh in after a traffic update with John Turk, who's already weighed in.
I was the first to weigh in. I was
you
your
first,
the first call
to weigh in. There you go. You were the first call of the day.
All right. Stop and go conditions. Southbound 225 from about Iliff down to 25. Northbound is also a little sluggish there from the spillway up to 6th Avenue. Westbound Turnpike filling up in Westminster, Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Also want to let you know up on the north end of 25, patchy ice between Fort Collins and the Wyoming State Line. Multiple slide-off accidents reported, really slow speeds as well. Also got some patchy fog on I-70 in the foothills and on I-25 down in the Castle Rock area. Forecast, another cold day, patchy fog in the AM making way for partly cloudy skies. Highs in the lower to mid-40s, right now 30 in Denver. I'm tongue-tied this morning, Dave. We'll get to it. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hi,
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Jobs. I'm back for more.
An all-new season of Dirty Jobs, tomorrow at 9. It's all new on Discovery.
There's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
.739 here on AM 760. Columbus Day. There was a Sopranos episode about Columbus Day where you had protesters protesting Columbus Day, and the Italian folks on the show getting very angry at them for protesting. And so it is Columbus Day. We've had these controversies before, and I think rightly so. For years, Columbus Day was a holiday that, not a lot of people, I shouldn't say not a lot of people ask questions about, but the questions about Columbus Day did not get a lot of attention. Today, that's a little different. You've got a lot of folks who now say that us celebrating Christopher Columbus without questioning exactly what he did is wrong. And this has been actually a particularly heated issue here in Colorado. You'll remember back in 2007, police arrested 83 protesters at Denver's Columbus Day Parade. And I'm reading here from the old AP story. Police arrested 83 Columbus Day protesters, including American Indian Movement activist Russell Means, after fake blood and dismembered baby dolls were poured on the parade route on Saturday. At least 10 of those arrested faced charges of resisting arrest, while most faced charges of blocking a parade route or interfering with a peaceful assembly. I think the arrests were pretty over the top. The Denver parade was started in 1907, said AP, and it has a troubled history of arrests and confrontations between Columbus supporters and detractors. Protesters have called Columbus a slave trader who touched off centuries of genocide and oppression against Native people. Supporters say he was a brave explorer who opened a new world, and that the parade is an American holiday to be celebrated. Now, the important thing here, I think, is before we get into a discussion of this, is just to get a little bit of history. All right, let's get some history that is undebated. Well, let's get the, as they say in court, let's get the facts out. Let's get all the facts that we will all stipulate as true facts. Columbus was an Italian who was commissioned by the Spanish government in 1492 to explore the New World. He ultimately lands in the West, what's known now as the West Indies in the Caribbean, and he quote-unquote discovered it. Now, I'll stop there for a second. I think the first criticism of the way we celebrate Columbus Day, before we even get to Christopher Columbus, is the idea of discovery. There were millions of people in the New World. The idea that this guy discovered it is unto itself culturally and ethnically and racially centric. It's European centric. So the idea that he discovered something, a place where millions of people already were, it's not like discovering the moon, right? There were people here. So what you're really saying when you say that Columbus discovered the New World is that those people don't matter. Right? Because really, those people, Native Americans, they discovered the New World. another couple of facts, and then we're going to take your calls and see where you come down on whether Columbus Day should be a holiday. 303-713-7600. Columbus, in his diaries during his voyage, he described how the Indians, Arawak Indians, first greeted his ships. Quote, "They do not bear arms and do not know them. For I showed them a sword, they took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They would make fine servants with 50 men. We could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want." Columbus then embarked on a frenzied hunt for imaginary gold fields using Indian captives. "As soon as I arrived in the Indies," Columbus wrote, "on the first island which I found, I took natives by force in order that they might learn and might give me information of whatever there is in these parts. In exchange for bringing back riches to Spanish monarchs, Columbus had been promised 10% of all profits and a governorship of the land he seized." Ultimately, he created forced labor, allowed for slavery in the place where he was colonizing, creating something of a slave trade between Spain and the New World. And it's pretty well known that the diseases that Columbus and subsequent explorers brought to the New World killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of natives. And that says nothing about, again, the subjugation of the population, of the Native American population. So the question is whether we should celebrate this man and whether we should celebrate this holiday, or whether celebrating this holiday as a national holiday is an insult to Native Americans. And I think you can have one of three positions. You can say, no, we should not celebrate this holiday. Having this holiday at all is a travesty. You can say, yes, we should celebrate this because Columbus, for all of his, even for all of his faults, was a major historical figure whose work led ultimately to the creation of the country we now live in. Or you can say, sure, we can have a holiday celebrating Christopher Columbus, as long as we do take some more steps, as long as we use the holiday to look at also what he did pretty badly. And maybe we should have a day of memorial that actually commemorates the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, who his work ended up killing and enslaving. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. It's Columbus Day, and I know that, you know, Italian Americans, for instance, get very, very upset. Not obviously not all Italian Americans, but some Italian Americans get very, very upset by say that, you know, this the criticism of Columbus is anti-Italian because he was Italian. Now, this I don't really understand. I don't really understand how Italian nationalism or Italian national pride has been attached to Christopher Columbus. I mean, I know the guy was Italian. He was commissioned by the Spaniards. And it seems to me the criticism of what he did has nothing to do with whether he was Italian or not, right? People who criticize Columbus Day are not saying, let's not celebrate the Italian guy, right? I mean, they're saying, let's not celebrate a guy who did a lot of bad things, undeniably bad things. So I think when you turn it into, hey, you're criticizing the Italian and that's persecuting the Italian guy, I don't think that's what's going on here. I don't think there's any evidence that that's what's going on here. What do you think? 303-713-7600. And this is an important issue. Look, if you're, you know, one thing I would encourage you to do, and you can feel free to do whatever you want in the AM760 Progressive Dojo, but one thing I would encourage you to try to not do is that if you're not a Native American, don't come in to the AM760 Progressive Dojo and say this isn't important, because this is important. You know, if you're a Jewish person and there was a holiday celebrating somebody who was a Nazi who killed a lot of Jews, and I'm not necessarily saying Columbus was a full-on Nazi, but the only point being is that it's easy for people who weren't affected by what we're talking about here to say, oh, it's not important. I think this is an important issue. It's just a question of where you come down. Doug in Westminster. Doug, what's up, man?
Maserota.
Hey, man.
Hey, this is going to be a little strange to use the comparisons, but and I know they're not holidays, but how many people did the Cowboys kill? And we do the stock show every year.
Yeah, no, that's a good. That's a. I mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I mean, but remember, and the point that you made at the beginning is the important point. We as a nation, our government has said this is a federal, official holiday. It's our government. I mean, it's bigger than just the Western stock show, if you will.
Right. I get all that, but I'm just saying, you know, they wiped out a massive amount of people, and every January we're out there watching the Broncos and the Brahma Bulls and the mutton busting, and it just all, to me, it represents the same thing.
Yeah, no, look, and you know what? People have made the point about, you know, the naming of sports teams, the Redskins, the Cleveland Indians, et cetera, and I think these are real issues, and you're right to bring it up. It's the same kind of issue.
Yeah.
What is our history about? What are we celebrating? What are we commemorating? And I think it's, you know, it's important because, the thing that bothers me most about this, right, because you can always say, well, look, there were a lot of atrocities on both sides. The Indians killed people who came to the New World, and,
right.
and people who came to the New World killed Indians, and it was a war. The thing that bothers me most about this is the idea that Columbus, quote-unquote, discovered America. I mean, that is so ethnocentric.
What about Magellan? Didn't he kind of like do it first and didn't?
Yeah,
get the,
I mean, but I'm saying,
Trump card.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm going to go even further back. You know, thousands of years ago, Native Americans, the people who became what we now know as Native Americans, discovered the New World. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, it's very, very, very ethnocentric.
Real quick, to defend my home team, the Cleveland Indians. They were the first baseball team in the country to actually hire and put on the squad a Native American, and they named the team after him. And I don't recall his name, but the original logo is specifically meant for him. So it's
that's
totally
interesting,
out of honor.
I didn't know that, man. Well, thanks for bringing that up. Doug, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good week.
All right, you too. Jay in Boulder. Jay, you're on AM760.
Hey, David. Jay in Boulder. Hey, Smithsonian Magazine's got a really good article about this. And one of the things they picked up on is Columbus was trying to bring civility to the natives. And all the things that he was espousing that civility meant, the natives already had. They didn't believe in material wealth. That's why they traded away their gold. It meant nothing to them.
Yeah, that's interesting. I should check it out. I will check out the article, because the idea that he was trying to bring quote-unquote civility, I mean, even that, as you were, I think, are alluding to, is kind of ethnocentric. I mean, these, you know, the whole idea of the white man's burden, the European is going to civilize the savages. That is extremely, extremely ethnocentric. And I think this is really the criticism, I think, of Columbus Day. It's not even so much what Columbus did, although it is also that, you know, the slavery, the killing of Indians, but it's also the bigger issue of we are celebrating European white ethnocentrism and to a native population that was here first, that they themselves quote unquote discovered the country. In many ways, you're right; they were as quote unquote civilized, if not more civilized than Columbus and the Europeans at the time. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for making the point, Jay. 751 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop and go on 225 both directions. Northbounders, Parker Road to Mississippi. Southbounders there, just after Iliff down to the Tech Center merge. Just one crash, 14th and Logan. Rest of the highway drive looking pretty standard. Northbounders starting to slow down, heading into downtown there around Lincoln up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders, of course, the struggle in Northland again after I-70. We do have some patchy ice on 25 between Fort Collins and Wyoming State Line. Got a lot of slide-off crashes up there and really slow speeds. Also look out for some patchy fog down on the south end in Castle Rock on 25 and on I-70 in the foothills. Forecast today, areas of fog and freezing drizzle in the morning, clearing for partly sunny skies this afternoon, a high of 45. Our current downtown temperature is 30 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow. Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
The S&P is up 3.6. The Russell, a.k.a. the Marvin, is up about 0.75%. So this looks like the small caps are lagging a little bit this morning, David. But we are seeing really most of the strength last week was spread around toward the small end of the specter. In other words, smaller cap were strongest, mid-cap next, and then large were next. So we're seeing a little bit of a shift, and we want to stay ahead of that curve as we rebalance our portfolios and look for the things that are happening. Smalls are becoming the place that looks like recently to be, and larges are lagging a little bit behind. So that's a tip, and that's kind of what we do here is watch to see where the market is moving. And it's kind of like Gretzky said, let's see where the puck is going to be and go there ahead of time. And it looks like that may be where the area of strength is going to be in the future, David.
Well, you can reach the team at Presidential Brokerage at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. As the Big Lebowski said, a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. So get a strategy going, 303-694-1600. Mike, thanks for the update. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource. Our Denver-based solar company has installed hundreds of solar systems for homes and small businesses throughout Colorado. Now is a great time to invest in a solar electric or a solar thermal system. Start with a 30% federal tax credit, the current local rebates, and the lowest panel pricing in history. Combine all three, and you can earn a 7% return on investment in the first 12 months and lower your carbon footprint. Call us at SolSource for a free solar evaluation at 303-297-1874 or visit us online at SolSourceInc.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dental. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Columbus Day. Should we celebrate it? Should we not? Is Columbus a hero? A villain? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Martin in Lake Martin, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I'm actually in favor of Columbus Day, and I think part of that is supported by two extra facts that you didn't list, sir. One, Columbus, in the end, was removed by the Inquisition for being, quote, too nice to the natives. So as barbaric as he was, by the rest of the standards of the society that he was from, he was a nice guy.
Well, I don't think two wrongs make a right, in the sense that okay. just because a a more barbaric regime or administration removed him for not being barbaric enough doesn't mean that he wasn't barbaric.
Okay. Second, the Aztecs were already well on their way to conquering and destroying all of the other civilizations around them. In fact, two-thirds of Cortez's army, when he did take them out, came from the other tribes that he united to defeat the Aztecs.
Martin, I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying. The only thing I'm going to disagree with is the idea that, again, two wrongs make a right. Right? Just you're giving us worse news. That doesn't mean we should celebrate somebody who was part of his own bad news, if you will. So I'm not going to disagree with you on the empirical part. It's the judgment. Should we celebrate this guy? Thanks for the call. All right, stick around after the break. Lance Armstrong getting criticized.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37. Enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Imagine 31 days of Thanksgiving with less family and no ambrosia salad. Or a month full of New Year's days without hangovers and resolutions, but with limited time 1.9% APR financing on all 2009 models. Join Mini for Motortober, our celebration of the Mini Cooper hardtop starting at $19,200 with 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance. Deals this amazing deserve their own made-up holiday. Celebrate Motortober with a test drive at MiniUSA.com.
MSRP includes destination and handling. Excludes license, registration, taxes, and options. For details, visit MiniUSA.com/info.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Centipani. Sorry, no flu vaccine for you.
It's hard at the end when you tell them, you know, yes, you need your flu vaccine, but no, we don't have it.
Dallas pediatrician Lori Siebert and other doctors and nurses around the country are wrestling with shortages of the H1N1 vaccine. They hope to get more before long. Gregory Hartle with the World Health Organization says drug companies are making vaccine for developing nations faster than expected.
We are getting a higher volume of production than we had believed would be the case a few weeks ago.
A Canadian study documents how fast the flu spread last spring and how deathly ill its victims could be, especially young adults, says researcher Anand Kumar.
We normally see one or two or three cases a year of people with medical conditions that are this sick, but this degree of illness really is quite spectacular and very uncommon.
Since the Prize for Economics was instituted 40 years ago, it was more than uncommon for a woman to win it. It was unheard of until now. Eleanor Ostman will share this year's prize with another American economist, Oliver Williamson.
This is the first woman to win the prize. She's certainly not the first great woman economist. It's only fitting now that a woman join the cadre of Nobel Prize winners.
Economist Peter Morici. On the eve of a key Senate vote on health care reform, the insurance industry is out with a report that claims families could get socked with much higher premiums over the next decade. Industry spokesman Robert Zirkelbach.
The average family's premium is going to go up $4,000 more under this legislation than it otherwise would be based on current health care trends.
A spokesman for the bill's sponsor, Senator Max Baucus, calls the report, quote, a hatchet job. First, it was subprime borrowers. Now, upper-end borrowers are having trouble keeping up with their mortgage payments. Zillow.com says almost a third of the foreclosures in June involved homes in the top tier of local housing values. That's about twice as many as 3 years ago. Guy Sakala is with Inside Mortgage Finance.
We've seen a lot of layoffs of Wall Street firms and higher-end borrowers. Those guys have homes just as well as lower income, and it just tends to be later in the cycle.
Foreclosures on cheaper homes gone down. South Korea is proposing new talks with the North. The North gave its answer by test firing 5 short-range missiles. Columbia University's Charles Armstrong says it was a clear signal.
The North Korean leadership seems to think that they cannot enter into negotiations without showing that they have a robust military capability.
New from Michael Jackson.
Here I
Yes.
This Is It, the title song from a soon-to-be-released documentary about Jackson, is the first release since his death. One fan gives it a big thumbs up.
It's going to be one of the biggest hits. I can
feel. The head of Jackson's music label tells the New York Times they're working on at least 100 more. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 53 points. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
As a small business owner, you need three things. Customers, customers, and more customers. So you figure a website could help a lot. So you find a web building tutorial filled with words like HTML and ping and punctuation marks from keys you didn't even know your keyboard had. There's an easier way. Make your own website with Intuit Websites. It's easy. Just pick a style, add pictures, and add your own words. If you need help, just pick up the phone and a real live human will be glad to help. Intuit Websites is just $4.99 a month. Try it for free at Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper will be among the speakers at today's Peak Oil Conference in Denver. Organizers of the conference say the world is at or near its maximum oil production and that demand will soon exceed supply. Many energy and administration officials say that date is probably still decades in the future. If we are running out of oil, we're not noticing it at the gas pumps. The national average for regular is now $2.48 a gallon.
Of the cities we surveyed on the 9th, the low end was Cheyenne, Wyoming at $2.16, and the high end was Anchorage, Alaska, $3.23 per gallon.
Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg, in the past 2 weeks, gas prices have fallen 4.5 cents. Gas prices here in Denver range from $2.14 to $2.55 a gallon. In sports, the Rockies played the coldest game in Major League Baseball's playoff history last night. It was especially cold since they lost 6-5 to the Phillies. They need to win today to stay alive in the playoffs. And the Broncos are now 5-0 after beating the Patriots yesterday in overtime. Final score was 20-17. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a great drive right now as things are up and running full speed. Southbound I-25, busy downtown, but no significant delays. Speeds are going to drop down into the 30-mile-an-hour range. That's just going to tack a minute or two on your right. Eastbound 6th Avenue, a little bit sluggish, Sheridan towards I-25. But again, no serious delays to get in your way as it's a very light morning commute. We do have an accident, 104th and Highway 85. Hopefully that'll be out of your way shortly. And a couple cars mixed it up downtown, 14th and Logan. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect this patchy fog to start to burn off at around 9, 10 a.m. It's going to be a cloudy day, high of around 46. Cool in the overnight, almost cold when the low drops into the upper 20s. Currently 29 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That was Mike Rosen. I love that. I'll take a compliment from Mike Rosen. Although I don't want too many compliments from Mike Rosen. And I know I'm doing something wrong. If you call the show, 303-713-7600, you might end up talking to the show's new intern, Alex. She is helping John Turk in the AM 760 Millennium Falcon. So thank you, Alex, for helping keep the ship afloat or the ship flying, whatever metaphor you want to use. It is making things a lot easier here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. All right, on the line with us now, I got the press release from Colorado Safer. National organization calls on Lance Armstrong to stop promoting a substance far more harmful and cancer-causing than marijuana. So, of course, I wanted to invite on my friend of the show, Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, to discuss this, because when you hear that Lance Armstrong, I mean, Lance Armstrong is as close to what we know in this country and in really in the world as a Superman, a real-life Superman. When you see him getting criticized for promoting a substance that's harmful, but actually even more harmful than cancer-causing than marijuana, you got to stop and say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? So, Mason, tell us what Superman, otherwise known as Lance Armstrong, is doing and why he is in your sights.
Well, you know, we obviously saw a whole lot of criticism of USA swimmer Michael Phelps, who's probably another Superman.
Absolutely, yep.
Heavily criticized simply for using marijuana a little while back. And now we have Lance Armstrong, another American Olympic hero, if you will. And he's actually signed a deal to endorse and promote an Anheuser-Busch product, Michelob Ultra, which is a beer. And, you know, there's been all sorts of evidence that alcohol contributes to various types of cancer. And in light of his previous battles with that disease and in light of how we treated Michael Phelps simply for using pot, it seems awfully hypocritical and somewhat astounding that that this is taking place.
So we have Lance Armstrong signing a deal to not just drink alcohol, but actually promote it commercially. He gets, you know, this is standard operating procedure. At the same time that Michael Phelps gets caught taking a toke of marijuana, and that is an enormously huge controversy. Now, has Lance Armstrong taken any flack for this at all? I mean, because I haven't heard him take any flack for it.
And that's exactly the point, is just how ridiculous this is, that there isn't really anyone in the media paying any attention to this. It's just another beer endorsement deal that no one seems to care about, whereas with Michael Phelps, we saw some of his endorsements, for example, Kellogg saying that it was, you know, not the image that they wanted to portray, having, you know, him being a marijuana user, whereas, you know, Lance Armstrong is actually promoting the use of alcohol, and it's really a hypocritical, and it just goes to show how tied to alcohol our society is.
I mean, now let's be clear. I mean, you are not saying that that Lance Armstrong, you're not saying that alcohol inherently is bad. I mean, especially Michelob Ultra, which is their super light version. I mean, it's a, you know, I mean, not that we want to make
the active athlete is what they're promoting it as. If
right.
you want to live be an active athlete, you should use Michelob Ultra beer.
Because it's super light, and you know, I mean, he's not promoting, you know, a vodka, a stronger substance.
Sure.
But your main point here is not that necessarily. Because you and I have discussed this before, it's not necessarily that alcohol is, you're not pro-prohibition, if
sure.
you will. It's the double standard between alcohol and marijuana.
Yeah, absolutely. But just, you know, the fact that we've seen recent studies, research that's come out in just the last month or two, conclusively showing that drinking even beer one to six times a week has a dramatic impact on your likelihood of developing certain types of cancers, esophageal cancer, rectal cancer, stomach cancer. And we've seen also in the last couple of months a lot of conclusive research that marijuana is not tied to various types of cancers. So it's just the fact that we do, and most people in the media are just ignoring this. They just don't care about the fact that alcohol does have a direct tie to cancer. Marijuana does not. And if Michael Phelps simply uses marijuana, it's a worldwide story. And the fact that Lance Armstrong is actually promoting and making money off of a drug that does cause cancer is just everyday business as usual.
It's really I'm glad you're pointing this out. I'm glad Colorado Safer has pointed it out, because I think it's the kind of thing that people hear and they see an athlete promoting beer, or they see a celebrity promoting beer, and we don't even, it's so ubiquitous, we don't even think about it. I mean, it's like, and as you pointed out, I mean, the best example here in Colorado, right, we have Coors Field, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Coors Field is a baseball field named after beer. And we don't think about the double standard here. And so when you see Lance Armstrong promoting beer, and I'm not really, you know, and I think I catch your drift in the sense that it's not really about Lance Armstrong, right? I mean, it's not like you're not saying he's like a bad guy.
It's about society's reaction to this all.
Right. It's not that Lance. We're not. I mean, so you're kind of criticizing. You're turning a mirror onto what we think is acceptable and what we think isn't acceptable. And so, Colorado Safer. That's exactly what you guys do. People can find the website at www.saferchoice.org. Mason Tvert, as always, thank you for being provocative. And I forgot to mention, everybody should pick up a copy of Mason's new book. You can find it at the Tattered Cover or anywhere major books are sold. It's called now I'm blanking. I have it in front
marijuana
of me. Marijuana is safer. Why are we driving people to drink? I've read it. I've actually read different parts of it, and I've promised you. And you know what? This is a good example. I have been looking for a way to write a newspaper column about it. Maybe this is the perfect column. Mason, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, the author of Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? And they are pointing out a very interesting double standard. Why do we say it's okay for Lance Armstrong to promote alcohol, but it's some sort of controversy to say that Michael Phelps why is it a controversy that Michael Phelps was caught using marijuana? All right, day 14 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking about Columbus Day. Do you think Columbus Day should be a holiday? Where do you come down on this issue? I know it's a pretty controversial issue here, especially in Colorado, where we've had a Columbus Day parade since the early, very early 20th century. People have been arrested for protesting that parade. Do you think Columbus is a hero? Do you think Columbus is a genocidal madman? We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. I come down on the side of I'm not comfortable celebrating Columbus for two reasons. One, the guy was encouraged slavery. He encouraged forced labor. He talked in his own diaries about forcibly enslaving people. Also, this whole idea that he discovered America. I don't even understand what that means. There were millions of people here on the continent before Columbus got here. Isn't saying that he, quote-unquote, discovered America, isn't that unto itself incredibly and insultingly racially and ethnically centric? White, European, ethnically centric? And I don't understand the idea about how talking about any of this is somehow anti-Italian. Since when does one guy from Italy represent the entire nation? I don't get that. I mean, is prosecuting somebody who's Italian for any kind of crime, is that anti-Italian? Or is it just looking at the empirical reality? 303-713-7600. After the break, we'll get to your calls, and we're going to move from talking about the hypocrisy around marijuana to the person who made the song famous, Puff the Magic Dragon. That's right, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
It's one heck of a segue, Dave.
It is one heck of a segue. We're always looking for good segues. From marijuana to Puff the Magic Dragon, it's a perfect segue. So Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary will be on with us, and then we'll take your calls about Columbus Day. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still accident-free on the highways around town. It's been a pretty decent morning of a commute so far. Pretty normal speeds. I'm not looking at any stop-and-go right now, so at least you're going to be in the 20s and 30s as you're hopping around town. We do have a couple surface street crashes, though. One at 104th and Highway 85. Also got one at 14th and Logan near Capitol Hill. That one should be out of your way shortly. Also dealing with some areas of patchy fog this morning, the Castle Rock area. Perry on 25, also on I-70 in the foothills, and some patchy ice on 25 between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line. A few accidents up there. Your forecast today, another cold day, patchy fog making way for partly cloudy skies, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Right now it's 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October...
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5250. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5250. Not available in all states.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Like a roll of R30 15-inch unfaced insulation for the new lower price of just $9.37. Enough to cover 31 and a quarter square feet. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
It's not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Mother said to me, come here and take a lesson.
820 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That voice is on the phone with us. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary. He's here in Denver. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight. He's going to perform and sign his new picture book, Day Is Done. He also has a book out, a children's book out, with Puff the Magic Dragon. Peter, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, I have a place up in Telluride, Colorado, so I'm through here frequently, and I'm a big fan of this part of the country. I also have a buddy, Jared Polis, who is now in Congress. I'm so proud of what he's up to. And it's a very emotional time because we just lost Mary. But we carry on with the music, and people where I sing, as I will be this evening, will be remembering her when we sing Leaving on a Jet Plane together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about her death. I mean, I can only assume that it was a huge blow to you. What do you think her lasting legacy is and will be?
Well, you're right. It has been a huge blow, but it's very cathartic for me to go singing with folks. And shortly, we will have a big memorial gathering with lots of singers like Pete Seeger and Tom Paxton and Judy Collins. And we'll remember her by singing the iconic songs that she sang. And, well, Mary, I think, was the voice of the American ethical conscience in the 1960s. There's nobody that conveyed the spirit of "If I Had a Hammer" and "Blowing in the Wind" with that kind of passion. She was not a trained singer, which is wonderful because you didn't feel technique from her. All you felt was this direct from the heart connection and passion in her singing that moved everybody. And whether it was a love song or whether it was a song of freedom and justice, she was the voice that I think ignited the political conscience of many people, young people, and these people are still there. They still care. These sentiments and these feelings and that sensibility is still with us.
Again, we're on the line with Peter Yarrow. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight. He will sign and perform his new book, Day Is Done. I have it right here. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. It's a children's book. It's really just a gorgeous piece of work all around. And you're talking about the legacy of your work and Mary and Peter, Paul, and Mary. And you give us the historical perspective over, what is it now? It's 40 years now.
It's 49.
Yeah, almost 50 years. That's right. Right.
In December, it would have been 50 years.
Right. So I wonder yeah, where you think we are as a country. I mean, in the sense of when you look back at what was going on in the 60s and what was achieved in the 60s and what is going on today and what could be achieved. I mean, are you particularly optimistic? Are you somebody who is saying, well, I think we may be missing an opportunity? Where are you? Where do you come down on that?
Well, I think that's an astute and welcome question. On the one hand, Mary got to see before she passed the dream that we all had of the symbolic arc that started in 1963 when we sang at the March on Washington. We sang, "The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, and if I had a hammer," and Martin Luther King delivered his "I Have a Dream" speech. And now, with the election of an African-American president whom we admire like crazy, even though people are taking pot shots at him, you know, in ways that are, to my mind, inappropriate. I could not be more excited and proud of him, or proud of his Nobel Prize having won that. Now that is one side of the equation. The other side is the United States has retreated to a place that is as conservative and backwards as it was before the Civil Rights Movement. We've had torture, you know, in our country. As we've stood by, we've watched as the Ninth Ward in New Orleans got swamped for a very, very clear decision with racial overtones. We watched the criminal justice system becoming a huge business and incarcerating extraordinary number of African-American males, and we watched as the country became the most hated, feared, and excoriated nation in the world in the last administration. And as far as I'm concerned, we now have a choice to make. Either we do, you know, cover all Americans. There is not a nation in the world that fought in the Second World War that doesn't have universal health care. And we have universal health care for anybody my age. And that's not communism. That's just, you know, a society caring about itself. So I am of two minds. I think we're at a crossroads. I think we have the most amazing genius of a country that can go from a place where somebody could well have been the target of a lynching, became president in a short period of time, and I rejoice, and I'm proud of my country beyond words. On the other hand, we have a lot of work to do. We have kids who are bullying each other and committing suicide in our country. You know, I was just in Arizona yesterday. There was a 10-year-old boy that committed suicide in the Native American community, and two young men the last month in New York City. So we have the best and the worst times, but when we are divided, we sing together. If we sing together and make a community, we open our hearts to each other.
And I'm glad
you, the best of it.
I'm glad you mentioned that about children. I want to, for those who are listening, we're talking to Peter Yarrow. He's going to be at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch tonight, performing and signing his new book, Day Is Done. It's a children's book. He's also pushing the agenda of a nonprofit organization that he has founded called Operation Respect, that is about trying to assure each child a respectful, safe, and compassionate climate of learning, free of bullying, ridicule, and violence, which we've seen so much of in the news lately. You can find Operation Respect at operationrespect.org. My last question for you is, you know, you say you're of two minds, and we're at a crossroads here. A lot of people feel like you do in some ways even more torn, in the sense of very happy that President Obama is president, thrilled at the historic kind of election that we had, that we just experienced, and obviously the history that his election itself embodies, but also unhappy that we are, for instance, escalating the war in Afghanistan, unhappy that the health care bill may be watered down by the insurance industry. What do you say to people who are struggling between, should we be more confrontational, pushing the president, or should we be more, sort of what you might call a standard in support of him? I mean, in the 60s, a lot of the attitude was, you know, Lyndon Johnson may have been a Democrat, for instance, but a lot of the things that happened in that era, the good things that we look back on, happened because he was forced to do it. So what do you say to people who feel torn, at once happy, but also feeling like they need to push hard?
I think what we need to avoid is denigrating and character assassination of anybody in public office, but we need to take grave issue with him if he isn't doing something that represents, if he doesn't have the strength to, from votes from the people, to pass the laws and hold his, we've got to have the public office or this health care reform will fail. The insurance companies will not allow it if we don't have the public option. There, look, 40% of the American people are already taken care of by virtually socialized medicine, and they are the most costly patients. The insurance industry makes gazillions of dollars on the other patients, on the other population, because they're not covered. What we need to do is push the president, push him with respect, but push him hard, push him to be, that I think, get out of Afghanistan. That's not where it's happening. It's happening in Pakistan, and we shouldn't, every bomb we drop, we create more terrorists. We've got to build schools, three cups of tea time. We need to stand firm. But there's nothing wrong with disagreement, debate. That is dialogue. That's what democracy is like. There is every reason to consider democracy to be a crucible of discussion, analysis, and confrontational ideas, but with respect. And we must teach our kids respect and realize that through education. By the way, if you go to OperationRespect.org, you can download, if you're a teacher, all the 40 songs and all these songs that I'm recording. And you can get the program, the Don't Laugh at Me program, for free. So if you're an educator or you're a camp director or you're a school counselor, you work with law enforcement and kids that are in trouble, Go to Operation Respect. Get the program for free. That's what my last 10 years has been about. And we're taking it to Israel and the West Bank, and the U.S. Embassy is underwriting it. So confront the president. And you know something? That's what Lyndon Johnson and FDR would have had to say. Make me do it.
That's exactly right. That's the famous FDR adage. Peter Yarrow, you can find his nonprofit organization, again, OperationRespect.org. He will be here tonight at the Tattered Cover in Highlands Ranch to perform and sign his beautiful new children's book, Day Is Done. Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
You rock. You're my friend. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks, Peter. That was Peter Yarrow, really a historical figure, and I think you heard it from him, a guy who clearly supports President Obama but says we have to push as long as we are respectful. And I think that's the difference. I just want to make this point. That is the difference, I think, fundamentally, between progressives and conservatives in their posture towards President Obama. I think that when we had our discussion about the Nobel Prize, when we have our discussions about what President Obama is doing and is not doing, in the AM760 Progressive Dojo, we try here to do it in a constructive way. An aggressive way, but a productive way, right? When I say, I don't think the president, my opinion, and you're entitled, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, when I say, my opinion is the president didn't deserve the Nobel Prize, it wasn't because I think he's done something terrible or because the Nobel Prize is a joke. It's because I want him to ultimately be somebody with the accomplishments that is deserving of a Nobel Prize. That's different from the right wing. That's different from Rush Limbaugh, who says that the president will never deserve the Nobel Prize and is, you know, basically, you know, ripping on the Nobel Prize committee, ripping on Europe, for instance. I mean, that's the old right-wing thing. Oh, this, you know, the president's loved by those bad Europeans. That's not constructive. That's not respectful. So I think that's the difference. And we don't make common cause with the Rush Limbaughs and the Glenn Becks by simple virtue of criticizing the president, because we are criticizing the president from a progressive position, from a constructive position. The conservatives criticize from a destructive position. And I think that's pretty obvious. For instance, when Glenn Beck calls the president a racist. I mean, that there's nothing constructive about that at all. 8:35 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo to continue our discussion. Should Columbus Day be a holiday? Was Columbus a hero or a genocidal madman? Both? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll rip open the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Really, traffic pretty nice for us this morning. Just seeing some normal jams on north and southbound I-25 heading into downtown. Northbounders, Broadway up to 6. Southbounders, I-70 past Spear. Also some heavier volumes on the Turnpike. Mostly on the westbound side, Table Mesa up to Baseline in Boulder. Our only crash, 104th and Highway 85 there near Henderson. Also want to look out for some patchy fog down there in Castle Rock, also over Monument Hill, and on I-70 in the foothills. The forecast today, areas of fog and freezing drizzle, clearing for partly sunny skies this afternoon and a high of 45. Our current downtown temperature is 31 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
AM760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS News.
Here's another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
I'm Marlise from New Jersey. For under a dollar, I have hundreds of uses for Arm & Hammer baking soda. It helps me with stains. It helps me with odors in the refrigerator. It's a terrific value.
Arm & Hammer baking soda works everywhere, cleaning and deodorizing your home.
Arm & Hammer, I want to tell you, don't ever change your product. It's a little box of magic.
Now get a free Arm & Hammer liquid laundry detergent by mail-in refund when you buy a one-pound box of baking soda. That's up to a $5 value. See package at participating retailers for details.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PureFoyChevrolet.com, of course. Well, now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PureFoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's Sportique Scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
By any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
You find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Columbus Day. Good, bad? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. I'm uncomfortable celebrating somebody with a record like Columbus. First and foremost, because I think the whole idea that he discovered America is bizarrely and obviously racially and ethnically centric. There were hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people on the continent before Columbus, quote-unquote, discovered it. And I also think that says nothing of the fact that Columbus was a guy who encouraged slavery, who had slaves himself, who unleashed an era of real violence on the continent. And I know that the standard meathead response to this is, oh, who cares if a couple Indians were killed? That was basically what Rush Limbaugh had said a couple of years back. Who cares what happened, what is it now? 520 some years ago. But I think when you think about the people who are the descendants of the populations and the groups that were targeted in that era, the Native Americans, I think when you actually put yourself in their position, that those are really important issues. Those are not small issues. In the same way that we don't say, it's not acceptable to say that the Holocaust in Germany and in World War II is a small issue. Nobody really says that, or at least nobody, I shouldn't say nobody says that, but that's not a that's not an acceptable position in any really major form of mass media. And so I don't see how it's acceptable to say, well, it's, this is not important, or we shouldn't consider what Columbus did to Native Americans, when we can say it's of very serious importance, which it is, of course, what the Germans, what the Nazis did to the Jews in the Holocaust. I mean, there was a Holocaust here on this continent in the killing of Native Americans through disease, through wars, through colonialist violence. That's undeniable. And so the question is whether we should celebrate one of the key figures in bringing about that era. 303-713-7600. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM760. Is this Meathead Mike?
No, this is Meathead Mick.
Okay. Oh, hey, Mick. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
All right. No, we got another guy who's Mike in Denver, who's Meathead Mike. But you're Mick. We know you well.
Yeah. Hey, my brother-in-law's manager up at the Tommy Knockers. Next time you up there, just ask for Steve.
Cool. Very cool.
Come over to the table.
I had a great time up there, man. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good place. Yeah. A real good place. Listen, I'll try to get all this out as quickly as I can. Number one, Columbus, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's a historical figure. What you just said about, you know, him, you know, being a slave owner and everything else, well, like, yeah, he was a man of his time. And back in those days, the powerful, you know, owned slaves. It was looked at as, you know, just like anything else, just like, you know, us having you know, two cars in the garage today, I guess.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about that is that he did bring slavery to this continent in the sense that he was the first, you know, major explorer to come here who introduced the concept of slavery here. I mean, he enslaved Indians who were here and brought some of them back to Europe as slaves. So I think it's a little more than, you know, he's Thomas Jefferson who happened to own slaves, right? I mean, he introduced the policy.
Well, but he wasn't the person that invented slavery.
That's,
let's put it that
that's
way.
True.
You know?
That's true.
And again, you know, coming into this world, Columbus had no idea of the right and wrong that we see obviously today. Certainly the Catholic Church had a lot to do with
absolutely
the propagation of slavery.
But if we have learned something, which you're saying that obviously we have, then should we still be honoring him today?
Well, you see, that's the thing where I say he's a man of his time and all that, and for a segment of, you know, our fellow human beings that walk this planet, he means something, you know, certainly to Europe and to Spaniards and Italians, there's that connection that he was a great explorer. And what he did for in those days, you know, was certainly a monumental event to go out and sail out to that edge and never, you know, maybe never to be heard from again. And the you know, the, I guess in terms of just that feat, I could see having, you know, his name honored somehow, whether, you know, a national holiday or just, you know, in the history books. But the other thing that I want to say is to flip the coin, is that in this country today, and one of the things that kind of bothers me, a little thing that bothers me about our president is he doesn't mention the Native American and the Asian American as much as he mentions, you know, other, you know, cultural and racial groups. Every now and then you'll hear, you know, boom, he'll put, you know, the, you know, whites, you know, blacks, red, you know, and all, but there has not been as much of an exposure as far as I'm concerned. Now, I haven't read all of his, speeches and whatnot. So
I think you're making a bigger point, which is that especially Native Americans are probably among the most, if not the most, forgotten group, demographic and ethnic group in this country, out of all of the many ethnic groups in this country. I mean, really, when you consider their place in this country's history versus how they are treated, thought of, or really not thought of today, it is a travesty. Right? I mean, this is a group of people that were here before any of us, any others of us were here. And they are largely, as you mentioned, they are largely forgotten. And it sounds to me, Mick, that you're where I sort of am, which is that, look, you can make a case for there should be some remembrance,
right,
to Columbus, but also that the protest about it, the complaints about it, are real and legitimate.
Oh, absolutely. And what I'd like to see, David, is, why don't we have a day for not just Native Americans, but say for someone like Chief Joseph. I've read a lot in terms of history. Chief Joseph, Red Cloud, even Sitting Bull, and even Geronimo. You know why? The history that's been written about them was written with black ink, but a white hand. And I'm not trying to be racial about this.
No, that's exactly
right. And in essence, what they were doing was they were fighting and protecting their people from the onslaught that was coming, that was pushing them further and further and further to the edge.
That's exactly right.
Acknowledge that, and a country like ours should be big enough to be able to say, we are sorry for the history that, that has, created this country, and we acknowledge that. Now, what are we going to do? We raise everyone up
to the
level of dignity and human respect that they deserve.
That's exactly right, and I think that part of the grievance, and the legitimate grievance, part of it, not all of it, but part of it on Columbus Day from the people who oppose Columbus Day, is that we have Columbus Day, but we don't have days that recognize, as a national holiday, great Native American leaders. And I think you're right to make the point that a lot of the violence that's talked about by Native Americans on colonialists was self-defense, right? I mean, it's like, somehow blaming, I'll go back to the Holocaust example. Nobody demonizes or blames the Warsaw Ghetto resistance leaders as, horrible people for resisting what was going on in Germany at the time. And so I think you make a great point. And we don't really think about it all that much. And we certainly haven't said we're sorry. It was interesting. I was watching the show Flash Forward, the ABC show, and they were talking about, there's a scene with a Nazi who's in jail. And I'm not going to give anything away, but they're sort of talking about this Nazi, and the Americans who were there are talking about how horrible the Holocaust was, which of course it was. But then the German, a German policeman says, well, it's hard to take that kind of talk from a nation that's killed 25 million Indians and had a 200-year history of slavery in its country. So you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Mick. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you think about Columbus Day? Good, bad? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Anita and Steve, hang on. We'll get to you after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got some patchy ice on 25 between Fort Collins and the Wyoming State Line. Multiple slide-off accidents up there. Also some slow speeds. The reason I'm starting up in Fort Collins is because there's really nothing going on around Denver right now. It looks like we're back in the 50s and 60s on most of the major freeways around town. Maybe a little sluggish in the normal spots. 225 both directions at Parker Road. Same deal north and southbound 25 heading into downtown. Also look out for some patchy fog in Castle Rock on I-25. The forecast: areas of fog and freezing drizzle in the morning, clearing for partly sunny skies this afternoon and a high of 45 degrees. Currently 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Hello, I'm Jeff Scott, president of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. We've installed over 30 solar systems for
elementary, middle, and high schools in Denver and throughout Colorado. As a longtime educator myself, I'm helping teachers develop curriculum for children to learn more about energy efficiency and renewable energy. With new local rebates, federal tax credits, and grant funding, now is a great time for schools to get solar electric systems installed at little or no cost. Let us help you get solar on your school. Call SolSource for a free evaluation at 303-297-1874 or online at SolSourceInc.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Using just the money you already make. That's right. No credit card debt. No car payment. No mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
855 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Columbus Day. Where do you come down? Good? Bad? Is Columbus a hero, a villain? Somewhere in between? Steve in Fort Collins. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. How's it going?
Good.
I want to, first off, thank you for the ethnocentric position there. I hadn't really thought about that. It kind of was a great phrase about how you think about what you're really looking at as history or with truth. You know, it hit me hard. I don't know why. But I really, a couple things came up which are kind of funny. One was that, you know, the old phrase came back in my mind, history is written by the victors. And I go like, and isn't that, you know, kind of a conqueror's kind of feeling right now? But really kind of the question we're asking is now, how do we want to write our history right now? You know, there's an old Winston Churchill quote, if I remember it right, history will be kind to me for I intend to write it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we're looking at our history of conquering, bickering and this attitude of that history is written by the victors, we really don't want to know. We have a schizophrenic view of our history. I had an old professor, I think his name was Tisdale, if I remember right. He used to tell us all these things about Abraham Lincoln and the early forefathers and, of course, our history. But then there'd be the sly look and like, well, then I'll tell you the real history. You see, and it really, as far as the Columbus Day thing, after saying or hearing what you guys have had to say this morning, I'd say no, I'd rather not have it as a nationally, honored thing. It should be part of our history, but not so large in its sense.
That's the way I think a lot of people feel, which is right. I mean, there's the way history is written, and there's actual history, what actually happened. And I think when we designate something a national holiday, when our government effectively sponsors a holiday, we have an obligation to look at what really happened and not just the hagiography, not just the propaganda that is written, as you said, only by the victors. Hey, thanks for the call, Steve. Great call. Anita and Aurora. Anita, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. I wanted to kind of speak on the same thing that the previous caller was talking about. As a child of the 70s and 80s, I was taught that Christopher Columbus was a good guy. I did not know he was, like, a bad guy until I actually read about him on my own. So I think the dialogue about history needs to be open and about the truth about history and not sugarcoat any of the events that happened, because now if you look back and you look at the history of Native Americans, they're not here anymore. They've been wiped out.
That's right. That's right. And I think that's the problem, is that they have been so much so forgotten. You're exactly right. All right, stick around. United Healthcare in Denver pouring cash on the government. Stick around.
Hey, it's Tom.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals, who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
MySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM 760.net.
I'm Nick Young. A new provocation from North Korea. South Korea's news agency quotes a government official in Seoul who says the North has test-fired 5 short-range missiles, as well as establishing a no-sail zone off its east coast for the next week. No surprise to Charles Armstrong, who heads the Center for Korean Research at Columbia University.
It seems to be, once again, North Korea playing both sides, being conciliatory at the same time, showing that they are a force to be reckoned with, that they have missiles that they are able to use.
North Korea says it's ready to resume negotiations with the international community after direct talks with the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, during a visit to Belfast, Northern Ireland today, made it plain what the North Koreans must do.
The international community will not accept their continuing nuclear program.
It's over. The National Association of Business Economics says that is what its survey of business economists has found. The group's president-elect, Lynn Reeser, says that most believe that the recession is over, and that should translate into more bullishness on Wall Street.
Our people do believe that the stock market will show gains next year. Year, a pretty solid gain around 7.5%, as we look for corporate profits to be up around 11%.
And she has some advice for consumers in the market for money.
Interest rates are likely to move higher, so consumers looking for a loan perhaps want to lock in their mortgage rate fairly soon.
The last of the Nobel Prizes has been awarded, and for the first time, a woman has won the prize in economics. Eleanor Ostrom is sharing the award with Oliver Williamson. Ostrom has been cited for her work on user-managed properties.
Greatly honored and humbled by this award,
it will take me a while to really recognize what has happened.
Williamson's being honored for his analysis of conflict resolution by companies and markets. They will split the monetary prize of $1,400,000. The credibility of Afghanistan's presidential election has received another blow. One of two Afghans on a UN-backed commission looking into vote fraud has resigned. He alleges the three foreign members of the panel have been making all the decisions on their own and not consulting with the Afghans. Spokesman for the panel says the man had taken part equally in all the meetings. A suicide bomb attack by a teenager in northwest Pakistan today has left 41 people dead and dozens more wounded. Reporter Chris Albritton in Islamabad says the blast was aimed at sending a message to the Pakistani military by hitting a place loaded with people.
It's a thickly populated market. It's bustling. There's hundreds of people out on foot selling their carpets, selling their wares, you know, household goods. It is a prime target for this kind of thing because you're guaranteed a large number of casualties.
The blast comes as the Taliban claimed responsibility for the weekend attack on Pakistan's army headquarters. Six men have been given death penalty sentences in western China for their role in ethnic riots that killed nearly 200 people in July. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow ahead 66 points and the Nasdaq up 14. This is CBS News.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, don't wait until the dead of winter to do so. Head over to Advance Auto Parts. They know all about freezing temperatures and what they can do to a battery. One conversation with an Advance Pro could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new one, Advance has an AutoCraft battery for almost every make and model and will install it for you at most stores right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Hi, this is Charles Osgood, and I'm talking with Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of the Exigen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Dr. Pompei, how accurate are the readings?
The temporal scanner is more accurate than the ear thermometer, has accuracy comparable to a rectal thermometer, and is backed by 32 published medical studies from some of the best-known hospitals in the country.
So you can just scan it across your forehead, and that's it?
Yes. The temporal scanner measures 1,000 times per second to detect the temporal artery, which is the most accurate temperature.
Exigen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Find one at a store near you.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The great season the Rockies have had comes down to one game this afternoon. Last night, the Rockies lost to the Philadelphia Phillies 6-5. That means they have to win today or they're done. Last night's baseball game had the distinction of being the coldest in Major League Baseball playoff history.
Yeah, we had dropped all the way to about 27 degrees by the time the game finished up last
Meteorologist
night.
Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says you'll still need to bundle up if you're headed for today's game. Are we about ready to run out of oil? There's a conference in Denver this week organized by people who think so. It's called the Peak Oil Conference, and it's based on the theory that the world is at or near its maximum oil production, and demand will soon exceed supply. Most oil companies and the Energy Department believe that day is still decades away. Mayor Hickenlooper speaks to the conference today. Governor Ritter takes the podium tomorrow. In sports other than baseball, the Denver Broncos are going where just about no one predicted they'd be. The Broncos are now 5-0. On the season after beating the Patriots in overtime yesterday. Final score was 20-17. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for the most part, it's been a very quiet morning commute, just carrying through at the tail end of this morning's drive. There are a few heavy pockets, like 225 right around Mississippi or on I-25 downtown, but no significant delays. Outside the metro, patchy fog on I-25 near Toma Road, as well as on I-70. This is east of Lyman towards Kansas. To the north, areas of patchy ice still on I-25 north of Fort Collins. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy gray day today with a high of only around 46, 47 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 26, currently 31. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ralph Shaw Mini, now offering a $259 a month lease on the Mini Cooper Hardtop with 3 years, 36,000 mile, no-cost maintenance. For more information, visit RalphShopMini.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman. Afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760. It's, 30-something degrees out there. Gray, can't see the mountains from here in Denver. Going up into the 50s. On the line with us now, Garen Lee Green. He's the publisher of the Cherry Creek News here in Denver. And an interesting story that's been flying under the radar. United Healthcare, the huge insurance company, effectively showering the city government, or at least a city agency, with cash. Garen, thanks for taking the time. Tell us about what you've uncovered. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning.
Was sorting through the pile of emails here every day last week, and was noticing a press release from the city and county of Denver touting $60,000 that they received from a big health insurer who happens to be one of the health insurers for city and county of Denver employees. United Healthcare was partnering, I use that word in quotes, with the city, sending them $60,000 to fund a program by which Parks and Rec will put out brochures and distribute them around the city in the coming year. And the reason that that struck me was it was the same day where there was another press release from the Colorado Division of Insurance where that Colorado's insurance regulators had fined United Healthcare for about $500,000, I think $457,000 for market violations, which is a whole range of things, but it includes a failure to pay claims on the same day. And so it was one of those things that just sort of leapt out.
So in other words, the state of Colorado is fining this company for effectively rationing health care. At the same time that company is subsidizing a government brochure. The devil's advocate would say, well, you know, what's the big deal here? The company is putting up its own money to sponsor this brochure that's for a public benefit. What's the big deal?
Well, I think you have to look at it from the other perspective, which is why does a company like United Healthcare want to spend money? And I think it's pretty clear that they're trying to both burnish their own image, both in terms of a brand but in the marketplace, but also make themselves look like good corporate citizens when clearly the state of Colorado's regulatory authority isn't so sure on that claim. And it's also against this backdrop of this gigantic and fairly nasty national health care debate. And so for United Healthcare, you have to look at this and say, for $60,000, we can maybe knock the story of our own misdeeds off the front page or off the front of the business section for a day, and use the city of Denver basically kind of as a halo, because obviously they must be a good company if the city of Denver is working with them, right? And kind of deflect both criticism and enhance the position of big insurers in this entire debate over healthcare reform, part of which goes to sort of the actual nature of big for-profit health insurers, which are they good citizens in the bigger sense, you know, do they care about the public good? And I think that their track record on that is at least mixed, if not more to the negative.
So it's an example of greenwashing, or at least that's what they call it in the environmental debate, where an oil company or a polluter funds something that makes it look like it is not such a bad environmental polluter. This is the same. You think this is the same kind of situation where as you said, a heated national healthcare debate, where at a time when the state is fining this company, United Healthcare, for very serious violations of basic laws and basic principles on the healthcare front, it is looking to to wash its record in the public's mind as, hey, not such a bad company after all. Hey, they're funding the brochure for the Denver Parks and Recreation. They can't be that bad. I wonder how effective do you think this kind of stuff is? I mean, to my mind, on one side of the equation, you've got a corporation that's not stupid. So they don't make stupid decisions. They don't hand out even $60,000 for no reason. On the other hand, I wonder how you know, convincing it is that they are a good corporate citizen by virtue of simply funding a Denver Parks and Recreation brochure.
I think you have to look at it within a continuum and not look at one discrete event.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit about how these companies tend to do their grassroots political stuff. You know, if you take just the single incident, maybe it's not such a big deal, but you look at Kaiser funded the extension of basically scholarships to the city's pools this summer when it looked like maybe the hours for the summer pool program would be cut. They made a big, I think it was in the neighborhood of $400,000 contribution to the city to sustain that. And so if you look at multiple companies in the same market space doing things over a period of time, which they didn't do 5 years ago, it begins to look more and more like a structured campaign to affect, you know, the perception of their brands and of their industry.
Yeah, and I think you know when you get to the government itself, I mean that's, you know, it's one thing for a company to fund something private or not for profit, a foundation or whatever, but you're right. I do think that this idea of colluding with a government agency, it whether or not this is exactly what's going on, it gives the aura that the company has the stamp and seal of approval of the government. And I know that there's a lot of rhetoric out there about how bad the government is, this, that, and the other thing. But the seal and credibility of the government is still something that's valued in the public's mind.
Particularly in, you know, if you're looking at Denver specifically as a political target and, you know, softening know, support for the public option by a member of the congressional delegation from Denver, for example. And the other thing that struck me in continuing to work on this story is I spoke with Denver City Auditor Gallagher on Friday morning. We happen to grab coffee at the same place most days. And, you know, according to his lights, there is no policy that the city uses to make these decisions. I was also confirmed to talk with our city councilman, and ask him, you know, does this stuff ever come before the city council? Is there ever any sort of external review on these decisions that the administration makes to partner up with corporations? Because they do this at an ever-increasing
mm-hmm.
rate. As the budgets get more and more constrained at the city level, these opportunities happen more and more often, I guess. And so that is sort of a marker, I guess, that there's no review, that there's no process. I haven't got a response from Parks and Rec.
It's just something that happens in almost a haphazard or unregulated way.
Yeah, and I think they often make this decision almost post hoc. Somebody comes to them with a large check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can we fund for this amount? And they bid a program to it, which is really concerning.
Well, and I assume that in a subsequent issue of the Cherry Creek News, we will probably, I'm guessing, we're going to see some reporting on this out in the open. Garen, thank you so much
sure
for
thing,
calling it to my attention, and thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, take care. 9:15 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to continue our discussion about Columbus Day. Is Columbus Day a good thing, a bad thing? Was Columbus a hero, a villain? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. Phil and Eric, we'll get to you right after the break.
Dave, you got to hear the song by Burning Spear. You know, the reggae group?
Yeah.
They have a song called Columbus, and all they do is blast Christopher Columbus.
Really?
It's great.
Do you have it on the thing?
I'm going to try to find it up on YouTube or something like that. It just came to my head, but...
All right.
Yeah, he says, like, you know, Christopher Columbus, and, you know, in the reggae, basically, yeah, well, Scapa, he's like, Christopher Columbus was a damn blasted liar.
Well, I got to tell you, as much as controversial as Christopher Columbus is here, down in the Caribbean, he's even more controversial.
Yeah.
Because that's where he initially landed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So after the break, we'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic really in good shape for us now. It was a really fast morning. Not many accidents on the highways, even only a couple on the surface streets. Only spot I see with heavy traffic right now, southbound 25 Park Avenue past Spear. Patchy fog on 25 in Castle Rock. Also some icy situations on 25 between Fort Collins up north to the Wyoming state line. Had a lot of slide-off actions early this morning up there. Your forecast today, areas of fog and freezing drizzle in the morning, clearing for partly sunny skies and a high of 45. Currently 33 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good things come in twos. Just
there's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Nice one here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Columbus, a hero or a villain? Where do you come down? It's Columbus Day. A controversial holiday. It hasn't always been controversial in the sense that the people who oppose Columbus Day have not gotten a lot of attention, but in recent years they have, and I think rightly so. Columbus is a controversial figure because he did a lot of, well, controversial things. He introduced slavery to the New World. The whole idea that he discovered the New World is sort of ridiculous and ethnocentric, considering there were millions of people here before he ever got here. So when some people ask, why are we celebrating the supposed discovery of this continent when it had been, there were people already here? Have we forgotten Native Americans so much that we forget that they were even here? And also then there's the whole issue of again, Columbus, how he treated the Native Americans, he enslaved many of them, the Columbian era, His quote-unquote discovery introducing the continent to an era of a true genocidal holocaust hundreds of thousands, if not tens of millions, of Indians were killed in wars and by diseases brought over by colonialists. Also, you know, the whole idea of colonialism. Columbus wrote a lot when he was here. He wrote a lot about his efforts to subjugate, that's his word, subjugate the population. Is this something we should be celebrating? It's not whether it should be part of our history. It certainly is part of our history, both the good and the bad of Columbus. The question is whether it should be a government-sponsored holiday, that we as a society recognize Columbus for celebration. Remember, it's Columbus Day, the day to celebrate him. We're going to go to the phones, 303-713-7600, see where you come down. Eric's first. Eric in Denver, you're on AM760.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing today?
All right.
Thanks for welcoming me into the dojo. I just had a quick thing to say about Columbus. He was really just kind of the explorer of his time. I mean, I know obviously that's an obvious statement, but he borrowed money from the Queen of Spain to come over as an Italian explorer. And when he got here, he saw people that were living just off of the land as opposed to living in excess, like the place that he was from.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got here, he wrote a letter back to the Queen so he could tell her where her money was. And he didn't obviously speak Spanish as well as he spoke Italian, but he wrote that the people were living in the closest image to God that he'd seen.
Mm-hmm.
And translated in Spanish, that's una gente en Dios, which over time translated down to Indian, which is an interesting take on the whole, like, thinking that he landed in India.
Cause right.
India itself wasn't named India until the late 1500s.
Right.
And then, I mean, he did his exploration in 1492. So, I mean, it's kind of like saying that if we were to blow up the moon that, you know, Neil Armstrong was a bad man. You know what I mean? Like, he just kind of found the way. We walked the path. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't one person that...
Well, that's right. And so, but he has come to represent... If it's not about one man, then why... I guess what I'm saying is, if it's not about one man, then we shouldn't be honoring one man. So if it's
that's
not about if it's not about one man, then and the one man has become a symbol. If Columbus Day is about the symbol of the European colonization of the New World, the quote-unquote New World. Of course, again, it wasn't new to the people who had been there for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. But if that's what it's come to symbolize, is that something we should be celebrating?
Right. Well, the thing is that I think at the base of his, like, idea, he was just trying to find an easier way to trade with people so they could save a little bit of money on the products that they were having to buy all the time.
So your take is that Columbus was the first kind of original transnational capitalist.
Right. And I feel like if we're going to throw someone under the bus as far as being the reason that the country, you know, killed all the Indians and, like, mass genocide and all the things they were responsible for, I mean, why not include Amerigo Vespucci and, like, you know, Ponce de Leon and,
yeah,
like,
we don't have Vespucci Day and we don't have Ponce de Leon Day.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Why don't we just have, like, an Explorer Day? And, you know, because the thing is it's one of those where we're losing the message. The message isn't really that he came over to make slavery and, like, to kill a whole bunch of people. He just wanted to go and make it a better place for his people. I'm not saying he's a hero, but... I don't think that he's necessarily as evil as everyone's like trying to put him out to be.
No, I think that's right. I mean, I think, look, nobody's perfect, and you know, none of these people are perfect. I mean, we have President's Day, and none of the presidents are perfect. We keep learning that over and over and over again. And I think you're right. I think what these kind of holidays do is they deify somebody. And I think you've come up with a good idea. You know, if we're going to celebrate the explorers, let's call it Explorers Day. Now, the problem with that, of course, is that if you include the conquistadors as explorers, Cortez and the like, now you're really talking about, I mean, if Columbus was just a sort of your run-of-the-mill, slave-owning, enslaving explorer, if you start broadening it out to the rest of the explorers, I mean, the conquistadors really, really did wage a deliberate genocide on peoples in Mexico. I mean, it wasn't sort of inadvertent. It wasn't a side effect. They came there to kick some ass, if you will, in a really, really grotesque and brutal way. And so, you know, I think that's what Columbus Day ultimately makes us ask questions about. And maybe just to cast it in as good a light as I think it can be cast, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe Columbus Day, the fact that it's now in recent days, in recent years, makes us ask these questions. Maybe that's serving a purpose. The fact that we're discussing it right now. Maybe that's a good thing. I mean, maybe, you know, you heard a caller a couple of minutes ago say, you know, they hadn't thought about it being ethnocentric and racially centric. Well, if that's what this day ultimately starts making us ask questions about, maybe that's a good thing. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call. Phil in Fort Collins. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, a couple comments I'd want to make is, one is there's a parallel that was going on in Russia when the Russians went across Siberia, and they did a lot of terrible stuff. And most historians, when they talk about the great Russian leaders, they speak of the dark side and the good side both, which I think is what we should be doing here. But I think a good perspective on the overall thing is there's a book called Guns, Germs, and Steel,
mm-hmm.
where they talk about this stuff, and Europeans coming here was both a plus and a minus for the natives, you know, because civilization for them, and as everybody was able to advance more in terms of there were less animals and plants and stuff like here to build societies with than there were in certain other parts of the world. So it was a plus and a minus.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I think the best point that's been made in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo this morning has been the idea that if there's a fundamental grievance, then it can be summed up as, why do we have Columbus Day, but we don't have a day for any of the great Native American leaders in this country's history? And I think that speaks to the question about Columbus Day, which is a deeper question about why we seem to prioritize celebrating the white European, basically European power structure, or at least descended from European power structure, and ignore so much of the rest of our history.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. I think, but also I think if I were an Italian American, the way I try to look at this situation and say, look, acknowledge that Columbus had a good side and a bad side.
Yeah, maybe the
Native Americans would look more positively towards him and the whole holiday and stuff, but that doesn't mean they couldn't have another holiday of their own.
That's right. I don't understand. I mean, this is the part of the discussion about Columbus Day that I don't understand, which is I don't understand how questioning Columbus's record and asking honest questions about what happened is somehow an indictment of Italians in general, Italian society, is an assault on Italian national pride. I mean, yes, Columbus was an Italian, but if we start taking national offense to every individual in a nation of a nation who does something wrong, then we're going to be constantly and perpetually outraged, right? I mean, if you hear that there's a guy who's a serial killer who happens to be from nation X is saying that that's not okay, is that an assault on nation X? You know, I'm not calling Christopher Columbus a serial killer, but you get my point, which is that the idea that questioning Columbus is somehow an indictment of Italy or Italian Americans, I don't follow that at all. Hey, Phil, thanks for the call. Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Well, everyone agrees Columbus came here to conquer the place, right?
Well, you know, that it's a good question. I think I don't know if everybody agrees on that. I think a lot of people want to believe that Columbus came here as a you know, basically a 1492 version of an astronaut. You know, just an explorer looking for you know, doing the job of science, if you will. I mean, I don't believe that. I mean, I'm not saying I believe that.
I mean, that's just absolutely ludicrous.
No, but I think
they were motivated by making money and making new land and making plantations and having hacienda,
of course,
hacienda system, and enslaving the people who were here.
Of course, but remember back to when you learned about Columbus in you know, when you were in elementary school. It was the boats, and it was a nice guy who was bringing, you know, European technology to a place on a, you know, an adventurous kind of exploration. You didn't hear much about that, and I think that's been part of the criticism, is that for kids first learning about Columbus, and this is in the book, you know, The Lies My Teacher Taught Me, you know, kids learning about Columbus, what's amazing is you don't really hear much about even the economics, which is arguably the least violent part of it.
And I would expect first graders to be taught about the economics.
Right. No, you don't hear about the economics.
Here's the point I want to make, Dave. Okay. We can't change history. Right?
Right.
It's gone. What's going on in Afghanistan today is the same thing Columbus did. We are going there to conquer that place. We are murdering the natives, and yet the progressives can't seem to get upset about that.
Well, I don't agree with that. The last part of that I don't agree with.
Obama is murdering the natives today.
But I don't think you can say the progressive America isn't upset about that. When you look at the polls on this issue, most Americans, by most estimates, about two-thirds of Americans say they do not want to escalate the situation
in
Afghanistan.
Well, the Democrat leadership in Congress is not stopping these atrocities.
Well, that's absolutely true. Although, again, we're going to see, I think, the moment of truth is coming here. You know, Obama's been delaying a little bit, and the congressional leaders are not saying much about what they're going to do. What you hear is that the congressional leaders are worried that there is not enough votes in the Congress to pass a bill authorizing or funding a massive troop escalation there. Now that would be, you know, that's welcome news to me. But you also hear that Obama is considering, as you allude to, a massive escalation in Afghanistan, which is, at this point, 8 years in. Remember, folks, 8 years in, it's not about stabilizing. We start to ask the question about whether after 8 years it is, as you said, about conquering and occupying. It's an occupation at this point. And those are very real questions. And you know what, Dave? I think it's an important point to make that when we're celebrating, as we're supposed to today, Christopher Columbus, to ask questions about not just Columbus, but about whether we are seeing the impulses of that history, the conquering impulses of that history, the occupying impulses of that history being repeated right now. Dave, thanks for the call. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and news of the weird. Mayan leaders say not to be too worried about 2012. You might have heard that the end of the world is coming in 2012. That is based it's based on a Mayan prophecy. A Mayan
solar flare is going to come and zap out our electrical grid.
There's a lot of fears of stuff exactly like that based on a Mayan prophecy. A new Hollywood movie called 2012 about to come out. But the story on the wire now calls that into question. All that in News of the Weird and more after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Just one accident out there. It looks like it's a serious one. Rollover crash at 34th and Federal. Highway Drive looking pretty good for us right now in the 50s and 60s on 225 between the Tech Center and I-70. No problems cruising around Littleton and Highlands Ranch on C-470. Speeds in the 60s there. Might tap at the brakes as you're cruising around Castle Rock on 25. Some patchy fog there. Also, icy conditions north between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line. Early this morning had several slide-off accidents, still reporting some slow speeds up there. Your forecast, another cold day. That patchy fog should make way for partly cloudy skies, highs in lower to mid-40s. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Sick happens. NextCare Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. NextCare is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for information.
You planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver...
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Surgery and post-operative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's Sportique Scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I-37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is seeming to clear up a little bit out there, but... Going up only to the mid-50s today. 60s and 70s later on in the week. God, it was cold the last couple days. All right, before we get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, it's time for News of the Weird. There it is. There's our News of the Weird bed. 2012 is not the end of the world, Mayans insist. A Mayan leader is tired of being bombarded with frantic questions about the Mayan calendar supposedly, quote, running out on December 21st, 2012. After all, it's not the end of the world, or is it, asks the Associated Press. Definitely not, the Mayan elder insists. I came back from England last year, and man, they had me fed up with this stuff. It can only get worse for him. Next month, Hollywood's 2012 opens in cinemas, featuring earthquakes, meteor showers, and a tsunami dumping an aircraft carrier onto the White House. At Cornell University, Ann Martin, who runs the Curious Ask an Astronomer website, says people are scared, but Mayan leaders say the doomsday theories spring from Western, not Mayan ideas. So I'm a little bit reassured, because if all the conspiracy theory is based on speculation about Mayan theology, then I trust the Mayans to tell us if that's really going to happen. Some more news of the weird. I guess this is news of the bad. USA Today will show a 17% circulation decline in the next report. A single copy sales sink and revenue is flat, so tough times in the newspaper industry. That is a circus unto itself. Head of the NFL Players Union writes an email opposing Rush Limbaugh's attempt to buy the Rams. God, if he owned an NFL team, that would be a circus. Live Science reports that for decades, demographers have reported that the most developed countries in the world, in terms of wealth, health, and living standards, that means the lower its citizens' fertility rate, so much so that rich European and North American nations can't sustain their populations without immigration. But now, new numbers suggest that birth rates are actually rising in the wealthiest countries. This is crazy. Police in the Kansas college town of Lawrence say they've arrested a 21-year-old man who stole an ambulance to get home after a night of drinking. I wonder if he ran the siren. This is one of my favorite stories. Think Geek little company that has now is now releasing a sleeping bag that looks like a Tauntaun from Empire Strikes Back. You know, the one that they cut open and the guts spilled out?
Yeah, my mom made me cover my eyes in that scene in the movie.
Yeah, well, now they've got a new sleeping bag for kids that when the inner lining of the sleeping bag looks like the guts, the outer lining looks like a Tauntaun. So you can
sleep. It's got the guts like for the inside the liner.
Yes, it looks like guts. That's right. And it started out as hilarious. It started out as a joke. Somebody joked about this idea on a website, and they actually made a product out of it.
That's pretty cool, man. I might have to buy one of those for my son for his birthday or something.
It's $100.
Is it like a 0-degree bag, or is it like a 35 or 40-degree bag?
It doesn't look like a serious bag.
It doesn't look like a serious bag, like something you could take your kid out camping in.
No, does not. No way.
Something that they use on the floor at home.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Last couple stories here. A real tsunami may have inspired the legend of Atlantis. The volcanic explosion that obliterated much of the island that might have inspired the legend of Atlantis apparently triggered a tsunami that traveled hundreds of miles to reach as far as present-day Israel. Scientists now suggest the new findings about this past tsunami could shed light on the destructive potential of future disasters. The islands that make up the small circular archipelago of Santorini, roughly 120 miles southeast of Greece, are what remain of what was once a single island before one of the largest volcanic eruptions in human antiquity shattered it in the Bronze Age sometime between 1630 or 1550 BC, and that's where the legend of Atlantis comes from. And then the final news of the crazy, buried in that New York Times story about Fox News today, is a little noticed point about how Lou Dobbs, the CNN anchor, is now potentially negotiating to move over to Fox. I think he'd be more comfortable there. 942 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Columbus Day. A good holiday or a bad holiday? Columbus, a hero, a villain, both? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike and Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Well, Dave, I've been hearing some of the craziest history this morning. You know, Chris was Italian, I agree, but he was funded by the Spanish court.
Yep.
He wasn't heading here to introduce slavery, conquering, etc. He was heading for India, and that's why they call it the West Indies. That was his screw-up. He ran into this continent between Europe and India. Slavery was already here. Look at the Mesomayan history. Slavery was well-entrenched practice in Central and Southern America.
Well, that's fine, but that doesn't negate the question.
Oh no, I'm not saying he's great or anything. But for one thing, he introduced disease as soon as he landed on the shores in West Indies. So the genocide started. But you know, all these comments about how he came here to conquer, that was the conquistadors, which you mentioned.
Well,
they came here to establish
the
land holdings, which the Spanish court, by the rules of the game back then, were entitled to have.
Hold on. And I'm only putting you on hold because I'm getting some feedback on the audio there. The people who criticize Columbus say, first and foremost, he was a major force in beginning the internationalization of the slave trade. You know, the cross-Atlantic slave trade. That he was a key figure in beginning the conquistador era, even if he wasn't as bad as Cortez and the like. And they also bring up the idea that if we're going to celebrate, I mean, Columbus gets celebrated before the rest of the explorers because he supposedly discovered America. Now, I find that unto itself to be shockingly ethno and racially centric, because there were, as we can all acknowledge, there were hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people here. Now, the question is whether we should nonetheless celebrate him. It's not a question of whether he's a historical figure. Obviously, he's a historical figure. The question is whether we should celebrate him.
Oh, and I agree. You know, there's the disparity. You're celebrating one person. Leif Erikson and the whole Viking crowd, they had already been in the
mm-hmm.
northern section of North America prior to him.
Mm-hmm.
We do not celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
I'm part Native American, So I'm still hanging out here wondering when we're going to have some kind of celebration for the leaders, at least a day, for all the leaders who tried to be peaceful with the Americans.
Yeah, I mean, and isn't that the core grievance? Isn't that the core question?
That's the saddest part of the whole Columbus Day celebration. Even though he didn't intentionally come here to do all the things that have happened since, it did open the door. And look at all the peaceful people. I mean, the whole Cherokee Nation emulated the Anglo society just to be part of America so they could be left alone. And they were butchered for it. They were forced to march about, 1,600 miles,
right,
dying every mile of the way.
Right, and I think, I think the good news is that, say whatever side you come down on this question, I think the maturation of Columbus Day to a day where we can actually ask these questions, again, no matter which side you come down on, I think that's a good thing. The thing that really riles me up, that gets me most pissed off, is the idea that it's somehow unacceptable to ask these questions and explore this history on Columbus Day because we should just simply celebrate the man and not ask the questions. And I think it's a good thing that in recent years we've come to ask these questions. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Trish in Arvada. Trish, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I have this thing with slavery. I mean, when Columbus came over here, no doubt he had slaves, and they probably came from Spain. And slavery was a common thing in Europe and has been up until the 1860s.
Well, I think the question is not the question. The criticism is that he enslaved many natives who were here. I mean, that's a fact, and that's a fact that Columbus himself wrote about.
That's the thing that they did. I mean, no, they weren't nice people, and they weren't a nice time, but that's the sign of the time.
Okay, so I agree with you, but then the question is, should we celebrate that today? In other words, we don't celebrate, at least not as a national holiday, we don't celebrate people who were leaders of or who fought for enslaving African Americans. We celebrate Thomas Jefferson, who was a slave owner. That's different than Columbus, who actually came to a place that didn't have slaves and enslaved
people. Well, but I bet you they did have slaves here. I can't believe that they didn't use slavery. I mean, the Mayans used slaves. I mean, all those cultures used slavery.
But we don't celebrate them. We don't have a day, a national day of recognition for them.
We're celebrating the Italian heritage, and I am Italian, and I also have Indian blood in me.
Oh, can you explain? I'm glad you called in. Can you explain to me? Cause I don't really understand it, and I ask this in all honesty. I don't understand how this has become an issue of Italian heritage in the sense of the criticism of Columbus, whether you agree with it or not. It's not about his Italian culture. It's not about whether he was a good Italian or a bad Italian. I don't understand how this has become a question of Italian national pride.
Okay. Well, what I don't understand is why New York, Chicago, and San Francisco would never allow, I guess they have more Italians in those cities, to not be able to celebrate their heritage, whether it's Columbus Day. And I think it's been going on for so long. The stores celebrate Columbus Day, although not so many because it's the politically incorrect thing to do, which I'm tired of. That's just it. You know, I'm just tired of dissecting every little thing about what Columbus did, because we don't know that he did fly over here under the Spanish flag. And he went by their rules. And
right, so how is it a question of that's my question? Then you've now made the question even more difficult. If he flew, if you're saying, well, look, the guy flew under the Spanish flag, but this is a matter of Italian national pride. I don't understand. I mean, which is it? What I'm saying is, which is it? Is it Columbus is a symbol of Italian national pride, or everything bad he did was only because he was with the Spaniards? It's one or the other. Either he's a referendum on Italian national pride, which I don't think he is, or he was flying under the Spanish flag. Which is it?
Well, he did come under the Spanish flag, and he went by their rules. I am proud of Columbus. he is the man who did discover, and he made note of it, and he knew what he was doing, and I think he really did.
Trish, respectfully, he is not the man who discovered this continent. There were hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Native Americans who it's easy for people like you to call up shows like this and say that he discovered it, as if we should forget the hundreds of thousands and millions of Native Americans who were here. And it's, by the way, it's also easy for you to say, well, it's just politically correct to ask these questions and you're sick of political correctness. If it was Italians, I'll put it in your terms, if it was millions of Italians living here and a Native American came to a place and ultimately enslaved and killed hundreds of thousands of Italians, you'd be freaking out, and rightly so. And you'd be freaking out if somebody said, oh, I don't want to talk about it because it's too politically correct. That's what's called ethnocentrism. That's what's called racial centrism. Try to see the world through somebody else's eyes other than your own. Thanks for the call. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Nothing really to talk about at this point in the morning. Looks like we've made a pretty nice recovery in the 50s and 60s, heading in and out of downtown now on 25. Still got this rollover, though, at 34th and Federal, and some patchy fog working in Castle Rock over I-25. Also want to beware of some patchy ice on 25 up between Wyoming State Line and Fort Collins. There, multiple slide-off crashes reported earlier. Some slow speed still as you're trying to make your way. Really windy and had some wet conditions overnight, so that's why that's still icy for you. Your forecast, areas of fog and freezing drizzle, becoming partly sunny this afternoon and a high of 45 degrees. Currently 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's a great time to buy a new Ryland home during Ryland's National Clearance Event. Name your incentive on a brand new Ryland home. Visit Ryland.com for details. But hurry, the National Clearance Event ends soon. Restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your safe.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and Radiance systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
It lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow, we got Matt Latimer, the former Bush administration speechwriter. That's right, a speechwriter for President Bush. He's going to be in town. He's got a new book, a new tell-all book. We're going to have him in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo tomorrow, so make sure to tune in for that. We'll get back to the phones, back to the dojo about Columbus Day. Columbus, good, bad, hero, villain, what do you think? Should we be honoring him with a national holiday? Let's go to Carolyn in Pueblo. Carolyn, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. Thanks for this discussion. I just wanted to give some input about a personal experience of how my awareness was raised. A few years ago, my family and I took advantage of the three-day Columbus Day holiday and went to the Black Hills in South Dakota and visited the Rosebud Reservation. We learned about Crazy Horse there and saw Columbus Day from the point of view of Native Americans. And, you know, as a white family, we were sticking out like sore thumbs, but we were treated so graciously. We were invited to lunch. We had buffalo stew. And from that point on, we understood another point of view.
Well, and maybe that's the lesson here. It's what I've been saying all morning, which is that maybe if Columbus Day can be a time for us to educate ourselves on both the positive and negative aspects of Columbus and of the era that he represented, maybe that's a good thing. So really, the danger here, the biggest danger, are those who say we shouldn't ask any of these questions. Carolyn, thanks for the call. David in Westminster. David, you're the last call of the day.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I applaud Columbus for saying, you know, forget what everybody else thinks. Maybe the world is not flat. You know, just like we should say, forget about civil unions, gay marriage should be legal, or forget about a public option, we should have socialized health care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, I think there is a point there, which is the idea that Columbus did challenge conventional thinking in a way that broadened the human understanding of the planet, in that he said the world is not flat, and that's not something unserious. That's something really real and something that we can remember while also asking the questions about what he actually did. All right, thanks for the call. That was the show today. Thanks to John Turk. Thanks to intern Alex Kaplan. Really appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Matt Latimer tomorrow, President Bush's speechwriter in his tell-all book here in the dojo.
If you're in sales, I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.